to start going into game news, and we have a lot of it to fucking talk about, because my god, guys, E3 is
happening. We like to be happy.
E3 this year...
I'm happy about extrajudicial executions.
Like,
we're whimsical people.
Best way to sum up this year's E3, I'm taking a quote from Cliff Bleszinski of Epic.
Go for it.
It is just like 2003, when they were just, like, entering the, pretty much, the middle age of, like, PS2 and all that stuff, with the amount of just banners.
Yeah.
Like, Cliff Bleszinski tweeted a picture, and, like, all you see is just banners.
So just tons of, like, advertisements and all kinds of dumb shit at E3.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start off by talking about some of the press conferences. Now, the first one that actually happened, the first major one anyway, was the Microsoft E3 press conference this year. And they actually started off with Halo 4.
Yeah.
Now, does anyone here actually give a shit about Halo?
I played all of them.
Yeah.
I hate the last two.
Which ones were that?
Just Reach and ODST.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what's crazy?
It was fucking hard.
It was.
That's the funny thing, because I hate Halo 1, 2, 3, but I love ODST. And
I hated ODST. It was too dark.
I died way too many times.
I kind of liked the whole darkness of it.
But, it was the Doom 3 of Halo.
I don't know, man. When I play Halo, I want to be like this hulking badass.
Yeah.
I don't want to be scared for my life.
Oh, you're gonna be like that in Halo 4.
In ODST,
new
I was scared for my fucking life.
Whatever that new race you're facing, I'm fucking scared. Shit,
yeah, because that's what we've been seeing, right? In the
they're pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, in the gameplay trailer, what they showed was what looked sort of like.
It's like a mix of like Predator meets Covenant.
Yeah, but it kind of reminded me like they had these little
Covenant
AI robots.
Yeah, and then like the only way to take them down is by pretty much throw a grenade, make them suck it up, and then shoot them to make it spray.
Yeah, I saw that. That was the one. The first things I noticed when they were showing the gameplay footage was the guy
that you throw a grenade. I was like, oh, it's not gonna get killed. It can actually throw it back at you.
Yeah, I was like, I got this. I got my grenades. It's like, nah, fuck you.
It's like, oh, catches
it. What if it's a plasma grenade?
The thing, like, yeah,
whatever.
That's what it was. It was a plasma grenade. You threw.
They throw it back.
They hovers around.
That's like 90% of my skill set just gone. I'm fucked.
Yeah, they.
I got that.
They grab the sticky grenade.
No, it's just this thing that's hovering. And you throw a grenade at it, it literally sucks it up.
Yeah, it's got like a little fucking tassel at the bottom. It's just like no, fuck you.
Actually, the gravity hammer.
Actually, I'm pretty sure Jetpack Gravity Hammer is the killer app for that game.
Oh yeah,
that was busted as all shit.
Mainly because it's not Bungie. I mean, I love Bungie, but the fact that 343 Studios
and Robert Baratheon in space
are taking over for the next three games.
Yeah, it's one of those things where like. We're due for a change in the Halo universe and the way it plays.
And plus, the Spartan Ops mode looks pretty entertaining.
Yeah, that does look pretty cool.
Like, the fact that it's you and three friends versus waves of, like, various different enemies from, like, different, you know, advantage points and the maps and everything. And it gets pretty crazy from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a video...
I love any kind of horde mode in any game, really. Because you just have so much fucking fun.
Yeah,
what the hell were we playing Gears of War 3 when we got to level 49 the first time we played it? And we were like, this game's shit.
Yeah.
Like, our first time playing it, like, we started at 11:30 and everybody was half-assed asleep. We got to level 49.
Yeah.
It was way too easy.
I have not even played that game in horde mode.
And we only died at level 50 because, like, we had, like, 10 fucking Zerkers come at us at the same time.
And then everyone's like, I'm going to bed. And we're like, really? You're going to bed now? There's, like...
Yeah,
and then everyone left.
Yeah.
And then that kind of...
But, like really, though...
Fuck.
Honestly, it was so easy. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, yeah, three Zerkers and a fucking... What's the big thing?
Oh, the,
the gun...
Brumac.
How the fuck do you deal with three berserkers and a Brumac?
You don't.
You pray.
You just get fucked.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, so it was really easy to get to level 9 and now I'm going to bed.
You can thank the programming people from Epic for that. I mean, they really know how to fuck people over in that.
Yeah. I think that was basically on purpose. Just like, hey, you know, it's not too hard and guess
and
what?
Bam.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. The difficulty was just skyrocketing.
All right, let's...
back on topic.
Yeah, let's move on from Halo. And this actually came after Halo. It was a pretty big reveal because I had no idea that this game existed. They are now making a new Splinter Cell. This one's called
Blacklist. It's being made in Ubisoft Toronto.
Yeah, this game's actually being made in Toronto.
I don't think Mike saw this, but you guys saw the trailer, right?
They're bringing back the co-op, from what I heard.
Spies versus Mercs
is coming back.
They're bringing back the co-op.
And the co-op is coming back.
But, like... It was the most fluid fucking combat I've ever
seen.
Like,
it was like he pretty much picked every character, like every enemy that was in his vicinity, then it started running, and all of a sudden you see
he literally runs, jumps over the hood of a car, slides,
and into combat
with some guy, like, punches him, grabs the gun, grabs his gun, twists his wrist, shoots the other guy who's, like, just turning to shoot him,
and then kills the guy.
Yeah, but that was technically in the last game, Conviction, with the tagging system.
But they actually got it more fluid.
Yeah, but it looked like he was fucking dancing.
Boom.
Yeah, that was gameplay. Great. That wasn't like a cinematic.
That was gameplay.
No, it was all gameplay. The guy was standing there.
And I mean, to be fair, it was probably like an early build. Yeah, it was probably an early build, and it was probably like a predetermined like demo where like, yeah, this is how you do it, and the guy's probably run through it before.
You never know. I mean,
but I'm hoping that it'll be like that.
I'm sure it's still going to play similar.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there's one thing I want to bring up here. Has anyone here played the Splinter Cell games in the past?
No. Every single one so far.
All right. Why the fuck is Michael Ironside not in this?
Actually, now that you bring that up, I was reading something about this, but there is now a petition to get him back.
He's on the podcast, guys.
Because, like, fuck, man, Michael Ironside is he's a Canadian, too, right?
Yep.
And I love that guy's voice.
But no, he is Sam Fisher. He's not the voice, but ever since people found that out, there's now a petition, just like with the whole,
The Cole McGrath thing?
No, not that. That sort of happened. Mass Effect 3 thing, the same Mass Effect petition that was going on. That's still going on.
People are all pissed.
There's a petition going on. I don't know how many they're at, but last I checked, there was about 25,000 signees to get Ironside back as the voice of Fisher.
Now, I'm not going to be all, like, pissy pants about this. I'm not going to say I'm not going to buy the game just because he's not in it, but I honestly, Ironside was like,
he's Sam Fisher, yeah.
He is Sam Fisher to me.
So you're not going to be a fanboy and piss your pants?
No, not really at all.
Another thing I'm also looking forward to with Splinter Cell is the fact that in the gameplay trailer they showed is they brought back one of my favorite things where he's hanging over the ledge, see a guy, and you actually get to use the Kinect even though people...
Yeah, you can say, like, hey, you!
And the guy actually reacts, and you pull him off as...
And fuck that guy right up.
In Assassin's Creed style. And say, oh, hey, look, bleh.
And then, then those two fuckheads came over and were like, oh, shit, he killed Peter, and they fucking just blew him up. I was
thinking. This is one of those little things. You get the little blue-purple tags, like, better with Kinect, but it's basically... I don't see why they can't implement that in anything with just a mic, though.
I don't know.
They did. They had it in Tom Clancy's N-War. I wrote a whole article about
this. Yeah, N-War.
In Tom Clancy's N-War, you could just use a Kinect headset, so I don't know why I need to buy a Kinect.
A Tom Clancy game, no less.
Yeah.
Right. But honestly, this was probably my favorite thing of the Xbox 360 conference.
That so far? Oh, the Xbox 360 conference?
Of the Xbox 360 conference,
I don't know. Splinter Cell, like Black Jenna Hayes and Tomb Raider. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was not Jenna Hayes and Tomb Raider.
Dude, did you guys watch the video I posted on the
site? Yeah, that's 420. It sounded like she was getting...
Portal. My mom came downstairs and like, what the fuck are you doing?
She's like, oh yeah, just put it in my bum. It was terrible.
No, she wasn't.
But yeah, she was.
Splinter Cell...
It was unfucking real.
Yeah, Splinter Cell's definitely on my list. Ubisoft won...
Yes, I completely agree that Ubisoft's press conference was the best press conference.
Yeah, I told my friends who are the PR people for Ubisoft right after the conference was over, I tweeted them.
They are the champions of E3. Yeah. They blew it out of the fucking park.
With Splinter Cell Blacklist being made here in Toronto, that is not only awesome, but I'm going to try to see if I can get a tour of Ubisoft Toronto soon. So I can see what they've done since E3.
Mm-hmm.
I know they are doing sign-ups for playtests at the moment. At Ubisoft Toronto, I signed up.
Get in there.
I'm going to try to get in there.
Can you comment about that shit, or do you make you sound like a non-disclosure?
They usually give you an NDA if they don't want you talking about it. But if they do want you talking about it, they won't make you sign it.
Try to change your name.
I signed up.
So I'm
looking forward to very topical. Either being a playtester for an upcoming Splinter Cell, or even if I can get a tour, I'm going to try and bug my buddy Jay, see if I can get in there. But Splinter Cell was definitely on the top of my list from Ubisoft. But for Xbox,
we're gonna go
through it.
For Xbox, though, overall, there wasn't really anything else that kind of amazed me except for Splinter Cell.
Yeah, Splinter Cell was like the big thing for me. I mean, especially like right after Splinter Cell, they brought out the fucking EA people talking about FIFA and Madden. Yeah,
Central 3 with Usher, a free concert streamed.
Let's just summarize the EA portion of that with LOL EA and move on.
Yeah.
I can almost summarize the entire EA press conference with LOL EA.
No, that's not true. EA had some good things.
Okay, hold on, wait. Before we get there, I want to talk about Tomb Raider for a second, because Lorenzo didn't like
this. We're going to get to it, man. Don't worry about it.
We're going to get to it.
Where are we on this gigantic list? We're talking about EA right now, because I just literally want to put up one point. All they did was talk about fucking Kinect, and I don't give two shits. They bring out Joe Montana, they bring out all the other bullshit.
Yeah, but they also got the new SimCity, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah.
The graphics look amazing. The fact that they're also bringing a Facebook version of it. My wife wants to play it.
I'm pretty crazy excited for SimCity.
And then
SimCity,
the part that got me, even though it was already pre-confirmed before the press conference, was Dead Space 3.
Yeah.
The fact that they're going to be having...
Now listen.
I played the first one, I loved it. I played the second one.
The thing that's going to get me with Dead Space 3 is the fact that, well, fine example, if G ever gets it, I have it. Drop in, drop out, co-op.
Yeah, and that sounds really cool.
Not the type of co-op where you drop in, drop out, and you have to go back to the menu. It's just fluid. Your friend wants to join you. He joins you for a bit. Oh, I gotta go. You keep playing.
Mm.
That's good.
That
no, I know. No, I believe all that. No, it's just that with what EA's been like over the last couple of years, I'm just pretty sure they'll find a way to screw it up.
I'm pretty sure Mass
Effect is the
origin. I don't know. Anyway, so let's
start on origin.
Let's get through EA's or Microsoft's bullshit really quickly. Basically, they announced, they showed a Fable: The Journey trailer.
Nobody gives.
Nobody gives a fuck at all.
This is them saying, "Hey guys, connect
the death of the fucking franchise."
That's correct.
You fucking killed it.
That's why.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay,
Peter Molyneux is a fucking cunt.
He's gone.
Here's the thing. Who gives a fuck?
By
the next patch, he's gonna be just as fucking dumb as
us. Oh, here. Speaking of that, today on Spike TV, they had Molyneux doing a pretty much interview with the current guy who's running the Fable franchise, and you could tell the look on Molyneux's face was like, good luck, you're gonna need it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now that I burned this franchise to the ground, you're gonna need some good luck.
Like, I'm sorry, left, and now I'm on to burning more shit.
Like, Fable 3 was a joke. Fable Heroes was an absolute joke.
That was like...
It's a bullshit game that's like Castle Crashers in the Fable universe, using characters that look like fucking puppets.
It was a shitty Castle Crashers.
Yeah. Like Muppet Puppets?
All I know is I bought Fable 3, okay?
I hated it.
That game, there was one morality choice in that whole fucking game. What?
There's a choice.
I killed one punk. Evil. Fucking horns.
What?
Yeah. I killed one hapless bitch.
Yep.
One bitch!
And I bet she deserved
that. That was
Molyneux. It was a guy!
That was Molyneux's way of saying, guess what? This franchise is going down? Fuck you all!
You know what I liked about Fable 3, though? I liked the fact that, and this specifically happened to a game journalist, which is the only reason I knew about it, where a... what was it? Anthony Birch, who now works for Gearbox Studios, he and his wife were playing the game, and they had a kid in the game, and both their characters were white. The kid came out black.
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Yeah,
it was just like that is
he
like
was flipping his shit.
He was just like,
"What the hell?
She cheated."
My fucking virtual wife fucking cheating on me? What the fuck?
Yeah, I used to play that game
He's
with
like,
my girlfriend.
He's like, fuck this. It goes in, murders the fucking wife. Yeah. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's move on.
Yeah,
Fable Journey.
Fucking Fable the Journey. Another Kinect game. Honestly, I could give two shits about Kinect. What else did they announce? They announced a new Forza
3.
Game. Yeah, they announced a new Forza game.
New Forza looks okay. I'm not too happy that it's not open world like most racing games.
Yeah.
They set it into one city, Colorado. Which...
Colorado.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really?
The thing is, though, it's basically... Like, they actually had their team go to Colorado for 3 weeks.
Wasn't Forza, like...
An open world of everywhere? Yeah, but this is not... It's an arcade-style
racing.
Yeah, they but it looks like they mixed, like, Forza...
I'm pretty sure
They took Forza and Midnight Club from Rockstar, fucked them each other like crazy, and then you got Horizon.
Wasn't Forza, like... Didn't that used to be the franchise that was trying to compete with Gran Turismo?
Yep, not anymore.
Yeah. They gave up, I guess.
Now they're trying to compete with other brands.
Well, I wouldn't say that they were that they gave up because they were competing
well
with Gran Turismo.
Studio working on it.
Well,
with that,
except
Kurt
well,
it's another, it's
let's not get into it.
So you know what my theory
they
is?
They never successfully.
I think they're
competed.
Using the Forza name to sell an arcade racer.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, moving on. Then they showed a Gears of War trailer. This one's a prequel.
It's set before the events of Emergence Day.
Really? Okay. Another Gears of War.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that.
It's called Judgment. I don't know. I mean,
Before Emergence Day.
My girlfriend's got a little
bit
of a
It's like
Judgment
before the events. Or something like, not Emergence Day or whatever it is, like before the events of the first one.
So, who are you fighting?
You are fighting the
You are locusts. Fighting the locusts.
And here's the thing, though. You are not Marcus Fenix this time.
He's in jail, isn't he?
Yep, he's in jail. So he plays either Baird, which he's never really my favorite.
Baird's an annoying whiny bitch.
And you get to play as one of my favorites. Cool.
I play as Cole.
Yeah.
Which plays the Cole train?
Yeah.
Basically, at that point, you start all aboard the Cole train, baby.
That's a sufficient reason.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm done.
Woo!
As for gameplay, I only saw a little bit when they were showing, like,
My favorite moment
in Gears of War 3 was finding his cutout in the supermarket and getting the hat. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I did, too. That was a bad
But the new Gears of War game, yes, it's another Gears game. Yes, it's a year after they just released, or not
Gears 3.
2 years after. It's coming out next year.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up getting it mainly because it's Gears of War and I do like their series.
Yeah.
It's just, from the online perspective, it looks kind of, I don't know.
Kind of like, eh?
Well,
it looks like it's like, exactly the same.
Well, they're doing a new. Like,
is this one even being made specifically by Epic? I heard it was being made by.
It's being made by the same guys who did Bulletstorm,
right?
Which, in my opinion, was a fun game. I loved it.
Oh, that was a great game.
It was comical as all hell, kicking a guy, watching him go flying.
Yeah, like shooting him into fucking cactuses.
Or if you're, or you have the rip gun, the one that has like the drill thing, and you shoot him in the ass, he goes flying like, you know, on a 360 like breakdance.
Oh yeah, no, that game was a blast to play. Had the shittiest bullshit ending I've ever seen in my life, and I don't think it'll get a sequel because I don't think it sold too well.
Nah. I don't think so, but I have a feeling with them making the next Gears game, they probably will have their own touch on it. So it might be some, as you said, with Cole going to the supermarket.
It might be.
There'll probably be some funny.
It's gonna be a bit funnier.
I'm hoping they make it a bit more extreme and just Cole being fucking crazy, and then I'm fucking sold.
Oh, yeah.
Also, like I saw those images. Did it look like the fucking Carmine brothers are in it? The ones that got smoked?
I believe so. Yeah.
All right.
You see that?
That would be because like.
Well, in the
a minimum of one Carmine has to die per Gears of War game.
Carmine didn't die. I don't know. Actually,
no,
I don't know. But he didn't.
I will say this: what happens at the end of Gears of War 3? Kind of, you think he's dead, and then all of a sudden he's not.
All right.
Yeah, but that's they only did that because
you know what I think it was. I think
they had the campaign going on for a while. Just should he die? Should he live?
Yeah,
and it barely won with him living.
Yeah, it was
he got very close.
It was the whole T-shirt promotion.
It was that time when they were eating at his head.
It was that whole joke. It's
like
good thing.
Yeah, but it was like I think the overall stats for that campaign to choose if he lives or dies was by like 2%.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's pretty crazy.
I personally have a shirt that says save the
fucking Carmine. Yeah,
I like the Carmine character. I was legitimately sad when Carmine dies, beaten to death.
Yeah.
When the first Carmine dies, I didn't give a fuck.
Well,
he wasn't even a character, but Carmine in Gears 2 was actually a character, and I was like, oh man.
And he gets taken out. Yeah,
like he didn't even like he died in the shittiest way too. And I was just like, okay, he just sort of died, and they happen to show up when he's dying. Like, give him something, man. He was actually
this.
A cool character.
I don't know, like, I will say this in the Gears franchise, I'm a grown man. I'm not gonna lie, I cried twice when one of my favorite characters got. Killed.
Spoilers.
Well, yeah, spoilers, obviously. Yeah, Dom dies. I'm sorry.
Yeah, everyone pretty much.
Like, I'm not gonna lie. I actually put my control down. I actually shed a few tears because he was my favorite character, and the voice actor for that guy honestly had a hard time doing that scene. And then at the end, when Marcus's dad, disintegrates, I'm like, really?
He disintegrates at the end?
Yeah, life sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Because pretty much he has the thing that's going off in the end, like the anti-locust ray, whatever you want to call it. He has the virus in him that's pretty much going to turn him. Into whatever they are, not the locusts, the other ones, Lambent.
Lambent.
Yeah.
And it wipes out all Lambent and locusts, and he has the blood in him, so it completely dissolves them. That was, to me, Epic's way of saying to gamers, yeah, we killed his best friend, let's kill his dad as well. Like, that was kind of a knife to the, literally a knife to the stomach, like in the game, what he does to...
Honestly, the best part of Gears of War 3 for me, because I've played all of them with Mark, co-op. So he's always been Dom. So when Dom died, he was like, what the shit? He was like, he had no idea what the fuck to do anymore. He was playing as Cole, and he was like, why am I Cole?
To say it right,
like,
man.
He was messed up about it.
I sort of regret not completely playing through Gears 3, but in my defense, my problem with that was I played through all of Gears 1 the day... Two days before Gears 3 came out, then I played through all of Gears 2, and then I'm like, Gears 3, I can't play anymore Gears.
When it comes to major franchises killing off key characters, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I will say this, and yes, this is a spoiler, I know we've all here played Diablo. When they killed off Deckard, I want to flip my fucking keyboard.
Oh, Roderick Cube.
That was the only surprising thing in the entire game.
Well, that just threw
everything
me off
else
guard.
I saw a mile from
the Roderick staff and my Heraldia ending up to be the Prime Evil. I already knew that.
Yeah.
And the Stranger being Tyrael, I knew that.
And Andrew being like, I'm not going to betray you guys.
Like, when all this shit...
Captain Cool wasn't even trying to hide it. He's like...
Like, when all this shit unfolded...
I liked
as you progressed... He was funny.
I liked him, too.
He was awesome.
But he was going to betray you.
He was maniacal every time he left his...
Vaguely pretending to hide.
He wasn't... He was just like, yeah, I'm pretty much going
to
betray you.
Yeah.
But every time
you
as
have to
the events of
the
Diablo 3 story unfolded further and further, I knew what was going to happen because, unfortunately, I know how Chris Mitchison does his fucking stories.
Mm.
He is too typical.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Like, I love him dearly, but he's just too typical.
Yeah, the story was extremely predictable.
Yeah, how much...
If we can take a two-second aside, the thing that annoyed me the most story-wise with Diablo, or actually, I should say, that annoyed me the most visually, was, like, turning... Leia as Diablo was way scarier than Diablo's actual form.
Oh yeah.
They should have left They should have left Diablo in, like, the humanoid form and have her beat the shit out of, like, Imperius.
Like, when I was playing...
Oh, that's the other thing. Yeah. Why didn't I get to kick Imperius' ass?
I wanted to do that. I wanted to fight that
son of a bitch.
Like, when you had the encounter with him, I'm like, yes, I get to fight him. No. It's like, what?
Yeah, that's the thing. They hype you up. You're like, oh, you're about to fight Imperius.
That's what I thought.
Like, oh, yeah, let's fight Imperius. He just falls over. He's just like, ugh.
But no, like...
He had
he's supposed to do that after the fight starts when I'm playing.
Yeah.
Not before.
Yeah. Two things. Number one, how cool would it have been if the Dark Wanderer was actually the name of the guy's penis? Number two.
Good work.
Because that'd be so awesome.
It would.
Because Adrian got a ton of that. But, Jesus, man. And then the second thing, with Imperius being a dick, I really think the funnier thing was Tyrael taking all the credit for what you did the whole fucking game.
Yeah. Fucking Tyrael, man. To be fair, he did that in the other games, too. He's just like, I'm the fucking
He took all the fucking credit. At the end, he's walking up the steps.
Well, here's the thing.
The fucking, I'm God now, and he's like all wicked and everything, and it's like, okay, but what the fuck do I get? Oh, greater challenges await you in Inferno. Have fun.
No.
Tyrael's fucking
the way the ending of the game happened...
Bullshit.
I'm not going to lie.
Mike's rattled.
The way the game ended, you see Diablo obviously disintegrating into the air and all that crap, which, you think that's the end. Look at the Black Soul Stone, it's falling.
Yeah.
It falls back to the Earth. Or not the Earth. To Sanctuary.
Yeah, so Adrian's going to get in.
She's going to become the next Diablo, which I'm honestly not looking forward to.
No.
Yeah, obviously, like, the whole Adria gets away then.
Of course he's going to do it.
Yeah, there's going to be an expansion, and Adria's going to be the fucking...
Yeah.
It's so fucking
obvious. It's too typical. I mean, like...
Like, I... The most amazing thing when it comes to Blizzard stories...
Back on Diablo.
I know. Well,
I just want to mention one thing. Like, every fucking Blizzard story, like, they're all fucking...
Yes and no.
Well, no, they all have specific beats that always seem to hit.
Let's go back to
E3. We just talked about Gears of War. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it.
Are we at EA yet?
No. Fucking Microsoft still, man. Tons of... Just don't worry about it.
How long is the podcast?
This is E3.
It's going to be a while.
That's what I'm saying with EA, but...
No, man.
Don't worry. I have a lot of stuff to
Patience, my friend.
It's a virtue.
Anyways, this is stuff that I'm actually somewhat excited, though. It has absolutely nothing to do with games. Microsoft announced that they're updating Bing voice search, so it's going to be working
better.
Well, no, this is just all the
other
Xbox
languages.
Yeah, so you'll be able to do like Portuguese, Spanish. Yeah.
And you can also use Italian. You can also search genres, which honestly
make it easier for him to search for Brazil flags.
The genre search is great. Like, you could say, hey, sci-fi, I want to watch Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And this is where things get actually even more interesting, because right now, Microsoft is basically the most well-sold set-top box, even though it's mostly a game system, in the world.
It is getting there with entertainment, finally.
And, this is the big thing. They're actually getting 24/7 live ESPN programming, as well
as
NBA...
And
NHL coming to Xbox.
That makes me happy with the NHL being on the Xbox.
I can cancel my cable.
Don't they have that already?
They have that
on the PlayStation 3. It is buggy as shit.
Mm-hmm. No, but don't they have NHL Game Center on Xbox?
No. It's on PS3 and it doesn't work
well. It's crap.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, actually, the only question is going to be whether there'll be local market blackouts.
Microsoft will push as hard as they can to make sure it does not have it. That's why they have Hulu Plus.
Yep.
That's why.
And Crackle.
That's why they have Hulu Plus and Crackle, and they're the only ones who offer HBO Go on set-top boxes to Comcast users. That is, Microsoft will push for that with so much money because they want to be...
I'll cancel cable if they...
They want to
if
be...
I can watch, if I can have the misfortune of watching the Leafs on Xbox as opposed to, like, having to pay $40 a month for a cable package.
You know what? But how much is it going
to
cost?
You bring up the Leafs thing, I would like to see Microsoft Canada...
I'll tell you right now, NHL...
...to enabling Kinect ability with NHL engagements. When they're freaking, they're fucking up, you can yell to the Kinect and they can hear you in the game.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be honestly fantastic. That would make me happy.
Actually, didn't they have... That was one of the things that EA talked about with FIFA on the
Xbox.
You can tell Vibe and he'll give you a fucking red card.
That made me laugh.
That actually makes it worse for you, though, because everyone's going to be like, fucking ref, and then he gives you a red card, and you're like, son of a bitch!
Like, you're down to one player on the pitch. That's it. It's like one player gets to play all
fucking... G can't play FIFA anymore.
I can't play sports games.
Yeah, no.
But anyways, what were some of the other things?
But how much is that going to cost?
NHL Game Center right now, I think it's like...
The app is free, but for the entire season...
Isn't it like $80 a year or something?
Around that. I think it's like $60,
$70. Whatever,
like,
$40.
It's like what it is to buy it online.
Yeah, same price.
Yeah, basically. And hopefully, if they push for no local blackouts, that means pretty much people can cut cords.
Yeah.
Because you already have stuff like Netflix, you have Hulu Plus, you have...
And also in the UK, you've got the Sky TV thing.
Yeah, Sky TV.
That's a smart move.
Yeah, because I already also got BBC, so I give no fucks.
I wish I could get fucking BBC here. They have fantastic programming.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, what else did they announce? They announced that they're rebranding Zune to fucking Microsoft Music and Microsoft Movies. Who gives a fuck?
Love Zune.
Zune is only good for if you want to watch a movie in HD the day it comes out with the Blu-ray or DVD. I don't want to buy. That's it.
That was a joke.
I'm talking about the Zune thing on Xbox.
Yeah, the Zune.
The only reason it's useful is if you want to watch a movie that just came out on DVD or Blu-ray, instead of having to spend, you know, $50-$60 on the Blu-ray.
Yeah, you can just rent it for like $5.
Yeah.
But you can get that on iTunes as well. That's the
thing. But I'm anti-Apple, I hate to say it.
Fair enough.
Like, I've always been anti-Apple. Every time they do a press conference for anything new, I'll eventually break it one day, don't worry.
My phone hates you.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a phone.
My phone may be pointing in the
other direction. No, I've always been...
I'm the one person here without an iPhone.
I don't have mine here, but I'm pro-Android.
Androids are good, man. Good stuff. But yeah,
I can't.
Zune Marketplace, they're rebranding it. Yeah. It's the same fucking.
What else we got for Microsoft here? Because we love.
There's a new fucking fitness game.
Okay. They all released.
Fitness games. The Nike one.
This is Nike. Yeah. This is Nike Plus Fitness. It's basically just the fucking iPhone app now on your fucking 360.
I'm sure the Nintendo name for their.
My one question.
You.
It's the best name.
That was awesome.
I'm calling it now. I'll say it later.
Can we not talk about any of the fitness stuff for the rest of
the podcast? No, I want to bring up one thing. Is this game going to come with fucking shoes? Because don't you need fucking shoes to run that shit?
It won't.
Oh, well then fuck you, Nike.
And we're done with fitness.
All right, let's go. Now this is more technical upgrades, or maybe not technical upgrades. This is basically like what I would say is Microsoft's answer to AirPlay with the Apple TVs. It was called Smart Glass.
Well,
right?
It's their answer to the Wii U.
It's their answer to the Wii U stuff and to the.
But the fact that it works on all.
Yeah, it works on all devices. It'll work on Android, it'll work on iPhone.
That's a smart move.
The first thing that they said, though, was like it was going to work on Windows Phone 7, and then I was like, and then they said everything else. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, God. And it was like, oh, and also iOS.
Yeah,
Android,
it works on iPhones and shit. And I was
anything
like, sold.
Exactly.
Take my money.
Yeah. And then they basically showed some conceptual footage, which basically looked like, hey, this will also work
with
the Wii U.
It's pretty much the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It'll be like,
yeah, it's pretty much the same. Microsoft can do it better because they're not Nintendo.
Yeah.
At least everyone agreed with me on that fucking Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and what was the other thing for the system upgrades? They're finally adding Internet Explorer to the Xbox.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
No, that's just stupid. I'm sorry, but no.
It's kind of late at this point. Like, who gives a fuck,
And
right?
Here's the one thing I remember, I think it was...
They kind of threw it out and not even announced it.
When they were talking about it, they're saying how browsing in, you know, the in-browser thing is slow. I'm like, no, it's not.
It doesn't.
Yeah, like
the PS3.
Honestly, the
Vita one's not bad. Surprise.
No, the Vita one's not bad.
My PS3's a dinosaur.
You won't have any support for most versions of Flash, but whatever.
Oh, okay, that's another thing.
It's the same thing with Apple devices.
My TV
has a
browser on it. I don't need a fucking system to do it.
Exactly. But like, I don't know. They're saying now we have the browser, but like it was so bad before. Honestly, the Wii had a pretty decent browser.
Yeah,
it was just
bad.
No, I couldn't watch porn on
the Wii. Well, they're fixing out the Wii U, thankfully.
They're fixing porn?
Well, they're fixing the internet. Dude, you'll be able to use the internet browser on the gamepad and watch porn if you want.
Okay, we will. This is like Nintendo pre-3 stuff, so this is the greatest thing.
Wii U
screen
and one
I'm going to sell you on the Wii U right now. You could be at your house. It's not even zombie you. You could be at your house. You could be like, hey guys, I'm browsing the internet on the Wii U thing. You're like, guys, turn the TV to the Wii U channel.
And you can put like a
curtain. No. There's curtains. You hear like the drum roll. And you're like, guys, get ready for this. And Megan Piper shows up.
Oh, yeah.
Sold you on the Wii U.
You can do that.
Fucking sold you on the Wii U.
He could be sitting there putting an image up like, okay, ready? Porn.
It's like, boom!
You guys are fucked. You guys are
getting
games done.
This is basically the Microsoft Glass thing, except it's got the extra, like,
extra
little thing. It's like, ooh, we got the little curtain. It's going to pop up, and then fucking Megan Piper shows
up. Anyways,
fucking IE10 browser. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, that's just stupid.
Yeah. Then they went on, the next thing that they showed at the Microsoft press conference was the Tomb Raider trailer, which you really wanted to talk about. So,
I liked it. Lorenzo didn't like it. I want to know what
Lorenzo I'm looking forward to it.
Look, my thing is...
I think it looks a lot like Uncharted.
I watched that trailer.
Well, she is the founder of that.
Yeah, which is kind of funny because it's like it looks like
but she was
like
what's
that ironic statement ever?
That's exactly
what I
wanted to bring up was I saw this trailer and I was like, of what relevance is the Tomb Raider intellectual property to this game?
Yeah,
zero.
Yeah,
like if you could have named the main character anything and have the exact same game, like
except Laura Croft, just make her Laura. What's it called?
Right.
The guy from Uncharted.
Are you mad because you didn't have a blue?
Laura Croft.
No, I mean, it has nothing to do with that. It just the gameplay looked... alright, But, like, nothing about that trailer wowed me, and it definitely didn't make me feel like...
You must have the game.
Well, I must have the game, or that it was really, like, a Tomb Raider-ish. Like,
nah, it was too uncharted.
Going to save a little girl from a bunch of dudes with guns is, like... No. I should be exploring some ancient temple and looking for a relic.
Getting attacked by tigers.
Yeah.
Fucking tigers. They're everywhere in those games.
Yeah.
They're also in Far Cry 3. Which
didn't a fucking raptor show up in a Tomb Raider game at one point?
Yeah.
What was...
I don't know.
Honestly, Tomb Raider was fucking retarded. Yeah. Tomb Raider was retarded.
No, I know, but my point is, like, there should be some sort of, like, Indiana Jones-esque type of thing going on in a Tomb Raider
game. Well, we never know. There might still be.
What they will show... Because an Indiana Jones style demo will not show well in a press conference or at E3. It is the same reason why everyone thought Deus Ex Human Revolution was going to be a piece of shit, because showed all action scenes when they previewed
that game. That game was awesome.
Yeah, because
that game was awesome. much more than that.
I love the Uncharted games.
That is great.
They're mainly
Except in Uncharted 3, which was a bad game.
I've never played it, but I will eventually.
It's not as good as the first one.
Yeah.
It kind of was a letdown.
It was, Tomb Raider...
I will say this.
The big thing that they said was that DLC is going to be on Xbox 360 first, which is basically the...
Microsoft throwing money.
Yeah, they're like, hey guys, look at all the money we have to give.
Yeah. But no, like, when it came to E3 with Tomb Raider and Assassin's Creed 3, everyone was saying how this E3 is about bow and arrows.
Yeah.
And it was. Every
game you're the bow.
Yeah, it is.
Like, fucking Crysis 3, bow and arrow.
Yep. Crysis 3. Right now, Mark is also Far Cry 3, bow and arrow. Like,
the year of the bow.
Mark's painting himself somewhere.
Yeah,
right now, he's fucking fucked with a crane all over everything.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to some quick announcements that they did where we basically...
Quick news!
We
also forgot the one big announcement from Microsoft was Dance Central 3. I'm sorry.
You know what?
I told Mike you're going to buy it.
There was one thing about that that made me cringe the most, where they, after it ended, they were like, we're ushering in a new
oh god, and they bring in Usher for a free concert because he's a fucking tool. I'm sorry, I can't stand him.
He's not just a tool, he's a box full of tools.
Yeah. So honestly, that was
the best part of the Assassin's Creed 3
I was so offended by that I literally just stopped watching
the name was when he killed the wolf, and I'm like, what did he kill the wolf for? No, he killed the deer. The deer, and I'm like, why did he kill the deer?
No, I remember you texted me, is that deer a deer?
It's a dead deer.
I messaged him, and I'm like, was that deer a Templar? Like, what the hell happened?
Everyone thought.
I'm like, why the fuck did he kill the deer? And then later on, it's like, here's the meat. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fucking venison.
But venison. I was like, I get it now.
The part that sold me of Assassin's Creed 3.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Was when they showed the second video of the... Not the...
You killed
Bambi! Not the first one we see him running around killing all the, the red shirts.
Yeah. Pretty sure Tom knocks someone in the face. It was cool.
It was the scene where you see him commanding the ship in sea.
That was at the press conference, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was standing there with my jaw
open. No,
that was at the Ubisoft press conference.
No, it's not. That was at Sony. I watched it this morning.
That was at Sony, yeah.
It was Sony.
That was at the Sony one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That game was literally shown in every press conference.
Yes.
Unbelievable. It was like, fucking, oh my god.
But you know what? They did a good job. Actually, it wasn't shown at the Nintendo press conference.
What was it?
Assassin's Creed.
No, they showed it a little bit.
They showed like a quick montage.
No, they showed the Assassin's Creed...
Liberation
with the chick.
But that was at the...
That was for Vita.
Yeah, well...
That was Sony. That was Sony.
I'm looking forward to getting everything.
But
they are bringing the white Vita to North America with that game.
Yes.
Which I'm pissed about, because when I first heard about that color, I wanted it.
Yeah.
But originally, there was no word of it coming here until E3, and it's like, you fuckers.
I kind of got screwed, too, because I bought the Vita when I was in the States, and I was like, should I buy the 3G version? Because I'm going
to... I just got the Wi-Fi.
But... apparently the 3G version wouldn't have worked, so I was just like, okay, fine, I'll just get the Wi-Fi version. Yeah. Anyways, let's move on. They made three quick announcements. There's three games that I'm pretty sure these are going to be XBLA games, but they just showed quick trailers for them.
Oh, yeah, I saw them.
Oh, there's the Ascend one.
Yeah, Ascend, New Gods.
Like, it's a God of War ripoff. Like,
yeah.
It looks exactly
it looks
like
sort
God
of like
War.
A, it looks like a God of War ripoff.
Isn't the new God of War called God of War Ascension?
No, it's called Ascended New Gods. It looks literally just...
No, but there is God of War Ascension and Ascend New Gods.
I'm looking forward to it.
Marketplace confusion, guys.
I'm like, wait a minute. It's like the same name just slipped around. Okay,
some people are going to buy the wrong game.
But I'm pretty sure this is going to be... this is going to be an XBLA game.
There's no way. Yeah.
The other XBLA games they announced were Meet Iris, which... they showed a Tron-like motorcycle, but this is being made by Twisted Pixel.
Yeah,
I actually didn't get the trailer.
They do have a trailer out
with actual gameplay in it.
I don't know about that.
It's like a floating head flying around. I'm like, literally? Like, I don't know what's going on.
And then there's the other one that's, what was it?
Matter.
Yeah.
It's a Gore Vobzinski.
Yeah.
Game.
It looks exactly like Marble Madness on fucking drugs.
Yeah.
Literally.
So, yeah. I don't know. Aside from that, what was it? They then had the live demo of Resident Evil 6, which looks a whole lot more actiony.
Yeah. The fact that
I stopped caring 3 games ago.
Yeah. Yeah, the big thing that I noticed about that is that you could move and shoot.
Yeah, but they're taking that from Resident Evil, what was it? 4?
You couldn't move and shoot in Resident Evil 5.
Well, I'm talking about 4, the one for the GameCube. You could run and shoot barely.
No, you couldn't run and shoot. Like, you had to stop and shoot in Resident Evil 4 and 5. And this one, they're just like, fuck it. This game is now Uncharted.
Pretty much, they're following the footsteps of what I call the worst game from the Resident Evil series, Raccoon City. I hated that.
Actually, I messaged G while we were watching. I'm like, a whole lot of...
That was a garbage.
A whole lot of Mission Impossible shit just went down in that trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't care anymore.
Yeah, I've lost interest in that franchise.
It's not a survival horror game anymore.
How many times did your head smack against the wall? Franchise that will do well after Resident Evil 6, because that one's going to fail. I'm sorry. The only ones that will do well are the portable ones. I enjoyed the ones for the 3DS, including Revelations.
Revelations was alright.
Even though they fucked up the spelling on the cover... whatever it was.
Revelations.
I don't remember.
Revelations.
And then, of course, Mercenaries was not bad. And even though it's not...
Do you remember that whole fiasco where it's like, oh, you can't change... You can't delete your game? Capcom's made a lot of dumb moves.
Look at Sora's Wrath with the freaking typo on there. the portable versions will do well. Mm-hmm. The console versions will tank.
Yeah.
And there is rumors, I'm probably going to know hopefully more tomorrow from my buddy Ray at Sony, there is rumblings going of a Vita-exclusive Resident Evil. It hasn't been confirmed or denied yet.
Which you'd think they would have fucking announced at this point, because honestly, it looked like they left the Vita out to die in the conference. In this press.
Yes and no. The thing that saved it, I'll talk about after, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Anyways,
let's move on. We're still on Xbox. They showed Wrecketeer, which looks like Angry Birds for Cats.
That looks awesome. I'm sorry.
It looks fun. I will admit, it's a Kinect game that doesn't look like complete
garbage.
That's
the moment where the chick was like,
But no, it looks like fun because it's an open, not open world, but it's a destruction-based game using that Kinect.
Yeah.
It looks fun.
At first I was like, is this like a shitty pain ripoff? But then it's like, okay, no, this is more like Angry Birds, but it looks like it's actually...
Yeah. I think it's more like that Blocks game.
Oh,
Boom Blocks.
Okay.
Steven Spielberg's Boom Blocks.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next.
That's what year.
All right. Then this was actually arguably my favorite moment of the press conference. Game showing. No, the South Park.
You were about to say Trey Parker and Matt's the one.
Oh, yeah. Where they basically ripped him out.
And they ripped on Microsoft.
They're like,
awesome. I want that game.
Smart Glass.
So do I. I actually posted about that
game like when I first heard about it. They were making a JRPG. I'm like, no, they're making a JRPG.
Like when I watched it, I watched the trailer. I'm like, okay.
Wait, what?
They're making a JRPG.
South Park? JRPG.
They love JRPGs.
It's like a Lord of the Rings RPG mixed with Final Fantasy combat, including where you can summon Jesus with machine guns.
Yeah.
It's going to be unreal.
Is it turn-based?
Yeah.
Yep. It's going to be amazing. Like, I'm telling you, it's like 100% JRPG.
And you can make...
Oh, my God.
And the thing is, you play the new kid in the city.
The new kid.
Yeah. And you can customize your character...
And your party is like Kyle, Kenny.
Dresses Lord of the Rings type character.
Well, I don't want Kenny in my party. He's going to die all
the best time. Is like, we need a savior. And Kyle's like, I'll do it. He's like, you can't do it.
Yeah,
Jews can't be
nice.
Saviors.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That's backwards.
The part that gets me, though, in the trailer for that game is when you see Mr. Slave come down, bends over, and farts out fire.
Yeah, and he makes that really weird face, too.
Yeah.
It's like it looks like they know what we're doing.
They actually...
I'm already much more excited for it than I was after fucking
when they
playing.
First announced it. Oh, the...
Scotch Island.
I told Scotch you. Yeah, that one... I won that game from Microsoft. I played it for maybe all of half an hour and deleted it.
I played through the entirety of that game.
I hate
when writing the review for that game on the site,
was
I became
head slamming into the
visibly angry. I was just like, I can't... I need to stop and go fucking...
Punch babies.
Yeah, it was terrible. That game was the most frustrating thing I've ever dealt with in my entire fucking life in the world of gaming.
Yeah, that game was atrocious. Like,
So long as this game is not that, I will be happy.
The South Park game looks phenomenal.
It looks fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I was doing a lot of reading like pre this, and they actually are serious about making this like a legitimate JRPG game.
Oh yeah,
that's
like
amazing.
They're putting time into it. Like they want it to be exactly like.
Oh, yeah. They want to be. They want to.
They
play
basically
out, like,
want to shame some sense of the Square Enix.
Yeah. Not only that, but they want to play like a South Park game
or a South Park
episode as you're playing an RPG.
As you're playing an RPG game,
which is smart and it also is hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
I honestly can't wait because I have a serious hard on for South Park.
Yeah,
and you can see it. It's pretty
yeah,
and it's let's, gigantic. Let's get knocked. Let's hope it's good because the track record for South Park games not so good.
The last good one was the one on the 64. I like that one.
Actually, really, I actually like the Tower.
I don't think you could go back to that now and say that it would be good because you'd go back to it and you're like, oh boy. But like at the time, it was fun.
At the time, it was fun.
At the time, I was like, holy shit!
The Tower Defense one was not bad.
I like the Tower Defense one. Yeah, and I stand by that.
Yeah, basically, Microsoft then finished off with the COD trailer. Yeah. And, oh yay, more money.
Yeah, next.
I don't know. I
hate Call of Duty. It's a money grab. It's by Activision, just like with the whole Skylanders.
Skylanders is a brilliant idea, though.
It is, but it's also a money grab.
Like, I should have, like, as soon as I saw Skylanders, I should have invested in Activision stock, like, right fucking then. I fucking feel bad for not doing that.
Nah, like, Call of Duty is always the same shit. I'm sorry.
You know what?
I'm really excited for Black Ops.
I'm looking forward to Black Ops because I hear that Treyarch's trying to do something different with it. And I hope they do because, honestly, Treyarch's been shit on the entire time.
I hope it sells.
Call of Duty's been, like, a popular thing. And I kind of
never
like,
play a Modern Warfare game, but I might play this one.
Let's move on. You guys obviously don't want to talk about Black Ops 2.
No,
that's fine. Doing EA I understand.
And HB3
we are starting with EA.
Can I just say one thing?
Go ahead.
FPS the whole time.
Yeah, it was.
No, there was a couple third-person shooters.
FPS
and the biggest shocker from EA...
They were not following...
The biggest shocker was the UFC.
Yes.
They gave no fucks.
They bought the rights to that.
They bought the rights
off guard.
When I saw that, I became visibly angry. I'm like, what? You fucking kidding me? This is bullshit. That guy used to talk so much shit about EA.
I know.
And now he goes up on stage with the biggest shit-eating grin.
I'm taking the ass from EA. I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
When I saw that, I messaged Jay and I go, really?
UFC games have been coming out, Undisputed and all shit. Always been by THQ. Yeah.
And they're actually good fucking games.
Yeah, they are. And then speaking of THQ, they've been having trouble.
The reason why EA now has the license. Yeah. They sold off the license.
EA realizes, they're in trouble. They can't keep the franchise. Here's fucking money. Give us a franchise.
Yeah.
Because EA needs another sports franchise to milk out every year with. And they made this game before. They made fucking EA MMA.
The MMA. That was garbage.
And that was a garbage game. Yeah. So at this point, you could tell the guy on stage, the CEO of
Dana
UFC, he was basically just there. He's like,
yeah, we sold out.
We know the game's going to be shit. He's like, yeah, it's going to be an annual franchise. We're so excited.
He was like, and now it's going to be put in the hands of all of our fans easily because EA, blah, blah, blah. So they're pretty much just like pissing on TV.
But EA doesn't. Their sports games are shit. It's like when I heard that, I was like,
well,
okay,
no, they're not shit. They're just the same thing.
I didn't know what happened. Like, I didn't know how this deal happened. So my first thing was like, did they just pull a fucking Madden? Did they just buy the fucking rights?
What happened? I actually read on it is the studio in San Diego that was working on the UFC things. Pretty much THQ realizing they're in pretty much shit, said, yeah, guess what? Here's a pink slip. They didn't even announce it, but it happened.
Yeah. Well, THQ's in pretty big financial trouble thanks
didn't
to that new draw tablet.
Lay off all of their staff?
No, that was,
no, that was 38 studios.
That was a dark day, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that made me really sad because 38, like, I don't know. I didn't see what they were making, but.
Well, Kingdoms of Amalur and then the Copernicus.
Well, that was made by Big Giant.
It was from them. They also got taken out.
Yeah, but they actually got saved by Epic Games. Actually, they were.
I have nothing.
The entire studio of Big Huge Games got bought out by.
Yeah. What games?
So let me finish this. I have nothing wrong with EA Sports games if they didn't release them for $59.99 every year.
I agree.
If you want to release an update, you want to release a new version of the game,
and then
you want to charge me $20, I'll fucking buy it.
I'm going to give you more reasons to hate. Online passes, and then they shut down the servers 2 years later, regardless of whether or not there's an online pass.
The only smart thing they've done with their annual bullshit of games,
$20, I would buy one every year.
With the expansion of Euro 2012 for like what, $10?
Yeah.
DLC. That was a smart move.
That was
doing what they did with 2008, where they get FIFA 2008, and they get Euro 2008 for the same fucking price.
Hey guys, look, two football games this year.
What games did they announce?
All right, let's do a quick bullet points thing of what they announced. They announced Dead Space 3, which we pretty much already knew was happening.
I'm looking forward to it.
They started talking about some Madden bullshit,
the new engine.
Yeah. They announced SimCity Social, which
I'm looking forward to that.
Coming out soon.
Yep.
In 3. They showed a trailer for the new SimCity game.
Yeah, that's the only game I'm actually
interested in. When's that coming
out? Well, the social version comes out in 3 weeks from yesterday.
Mm-hmm. The only way I'll be happy with that game is when I put that on power line, it goes
Here's the thing. Like, when you see the power go out, you can actually regain power by building new units. Or not units, but you... Yeah.
You know what I'm sad? I'm sad I no longer have a version of SimCity, the original.
I have the original. I still have it in the case.
So I want to find that game.
But yeah, SimCity, no word yet is what I call, but it's on my list of PC games.
Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to that. Yeah,
all right, moving on, because honestly, I don't want to talk about EA for very much, because they announced some new SWTOR content, or the old public content.
Yeah. No one cares.
Did they? I think they mentioned something about, like, now you can play up to level 50 for free, and they're going to raise the level cap or something.
Well, level 15 starting July...
Level 15, okay.
I think it's, like, starting July 7th or something
like that. So it's pseudo-free.
It's pretty much following the footsteps of Blizzard.
Yeah, they showed off Medal of Honor Warfighter, which looks worse than any other FPS I could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
It's like, hey guys, we're trying to be Call of Duty, except we're shittier at it.
And then there was...
Wasn't that the game that should have just been, like, the Battlefield single player?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty much.
Basically. Continue. But then Battlefield single player happened anyways.
Yeah.
They announced a free-to-play Madden social game launching this fall on iPhones and Facebook.
Nobody cares.
Yep. They also have Battlefield Premium, which is their version of Elite.
I'm going to tell you guys exactly what I wrote down here. They talked about sports games a whole lot.
Yeah, they did.
Sports. And here's the thing.
Speaking of that, when they showed off, I was watching the press conference, they showed off, like, all the upcoming, like, games and everything. I saw a blurb, like a little pop-up for, I think it was Plants vs. Zombies. I was expecting a Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Yeah.
No, they pretty much announced a mobile version for whatever it was. I can't remember.
For Windows Phone 7 or something?
Yeah. Or the tablets. Yeah. Like,
right.
So stuff that already exists. Yeah. I am definitely afraid that they are going to kill PopCap Games.
Oh, yeah.
PopCap Games makes good fucking games.
Yes, they do.
I like to think that they pretty
much... Well, they already killed BioWare.
What I like to think is that Jeff Green left EA, and they're like, Jeff Green, you're in PopCap now, we're buying you out again, you piece of shit.
Legitimately,
I feel sorry for Jeff Bioware's Green. Good. Actually, no, I don't. That guy's a great guy. Yeah. He lives a good life.
Yeah. E3 just happened. No BioWare releases other than like
except for the
Star Wars. BioWare's dead.
No, they announced
it was even for the week.
They pulled out the staff of the Dragon Age 2 expansion.
Yeah.
Because they're like, nobody cares. Everybody hates this game.
Yeah. Let's move on. They said, you know, the UFC partnership with EA, which we already talked about.
Yeah, that's...
Criterion announced a new Need for Speed game.
That I'm looking forward to.
Most Wanted. Yep. They said it was an open world game, so I'm thinking, is this going to be like Burnout?
It's
going to
be like Burnout. It is. It looks very much like Burnout.
I'm already fucking sold.
The fact that you can take out
not only the police that are chasing, but you can also cause wrecks. Mm-hmm. Like, they were showing a gameplay of it, and like the guy caused, I think it was like a 16-car pileup almost. No frame rate loss at all.
That's awesome. Those guys are fantastic at making racing games.
They also showed
Crysis 3, which I could give two shits about.
Yeah, and everybody knew about that game anyways.
It's like accidentally revealed the boxer.
Yeah.
I feel like I just watched.
And this was actually announced earlier, but I think this was possibly the most insulting thing that I heard during the press conference.
Insulting.
The introduction of Battlefield 3 Premium.
Yep, that's just their answer to Call of Duty.
Hey guys, Call of Duty Elite, except...
Except four bonus expansions, more weapons, more dog tags. Oh, and guess what? Motorcycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more vehicles. Yeah, it's stupid.
Honestly, they're already fucking up Call of Duty. Why are you going to pay for a subscription service where they're just... In 2 years, they're going to shut down the servers probably anyways.
Yeah. Like, when the next Battlefield comes out.
Honestly, I can't...
Hey,
I just want to point this out, and this is a point I like to bring out as often as possible because it still baffles me. How does EA, a company which had so much goodwill during the days when you know they released all these new IPs like Dead Space, Mirror's Edge, they were actually
Dante's Inferno.
Yeah, Dante's Inferno.
They released Mirror's Edge 2.
How?
I don't understand that.
It's because
cash grab.
Yeah,
because DICE is too busy working on Battlefield 4.
Or whatever they're working on next.
How do you go from like being the big company with goodwill to looking like a worse?
Well, they did win the
bunch
worst
of assholes
award.
Yeah, they won the worst company award. How do you look worse than Activision? How does Activision look?
Especially with fucking what's the name? Well, Activision. Yeah.
The one thing I can say is that Capcom's trying to find out.
Yeah,
Capcom is trying to find out.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so is Square Enix.
You're not even a
Let's
game.
Continue.
Good for you.
No, Capcom. It's true. They're getting
like,
there.
He doesn't play games. So.
Well, no, I do. I just. I'm very selective with which games.
Do you guys want to talk about Dead Space 3 at all? Because this is the only thing that I actually cared about.
I'm looking forward to it only because of the co-op. That's it.
Yeah.
The multiplayer in Dead Space 3 killed the experience for me.
Well, yeah, because Dead Space 3 multiplayer was pointless.
Well, Dead Space 2, yeah.
Dead Space 2 multiplayer. Like, the fact that they took it out and putting something that's actually, like, useful, like makes more sense.
To the especially if, like, you're playing on the, whatever they're called, the idiot alien dudes.
Uh-huh.
You're playing on their side. You're playing a little baby thing from hell. If you find a little corner and someone walks by, you can sneak up behind him, rip his head off, and then run away. That was fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
they freaked me out, I'm not gonna lie. The only thing that made that game in Dead Space 2 worth it was the Jurassic Park achievement.
I need to play Dead Space 2.
The clever girl achievement. That part freaked me out, because, like, I'm saying, also, I see, like, I'm saying, I think, like, these four pillars, or three or four pillars, like, going like that. I see, like, I turn, and also I see, like, this head just go, then gone. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And all of a sudden I turn around, bleh! I was like, oh shit!
It's like,
I killed it, and I see achievement, clever girl. I'm like, oh, you bastard.
That was pretty cool, though.
That was a sign up.
I'm very much looking forward to Dead Space 3. That was the only thing in their press conference that I gave two shits about.
I'll be getting it.
Yeah. Alright, so anyways, let's move on to the Ubisoft press conference, which I think they won the show. They won
without a doubt.
Let's just go through some quick bullet points because I want to get more in depth on the Sony and Nintendo ones.
Yeah.
But here's what they showed off. The show started off with Just Dance 4, which I was just like, oh,
that's not a big, well, Flo Rida coming out with his big ass fucking mic. Oh my god.
When I saw that, I was like, okay, this is gonna be bad. But they actually started bringing it up rather quickly, making me feel much less worse after seeing Just Dance 4.
Just Dance 4 is probably gonna be shit on all the current consoles. The Wii U version looks like fun because you can have four players using the Wiimote to dance. The person with the gamepad controls the dance moves that go on the screen, so you can really fuck them up.
Yeah, so that actually looks like it could be okay. And
that'd be a fun game to be drunk and make.
Yes,
so let's be honest. Master. The reason why this game is being made is because they sold like fucking hot.
Well, it does, especially for the price.
I think it sells more than Dance Central, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's the price on it?
For the first one, the very first one's like not even $19 now.
Yeah, it was like
$20. The two after that, $29.99. They didn't make it $40-$50.
Yeah, figure it out.
Standardized pricing is what's causing.
Ubisoft is smart when it comes to their pricing, at least.
Yeah, Ubisoft actually knows.
You can't charge $69.99 for fucking everything. No one's gonna buy your games.
Anyways, this is what I like. They moved from Dance Central 4, which had me cringing, and then they move on to Far Cry 3, and then the first thing you see is tits.
The
first thing you see is like a black lady
with makeup.
And it looks like, wait, is this person having sex? Am I watching sex? Is this what's happening?
Yeah. They definitely.
I thought I'm like, kitty! Yeah.
I am so excited for 4K.
I'm not going to lie. Far Cry 3
is always welcome.
Yeah, rest are always welcome. The four player co-op
is. It looks like what Crysis should have been.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
Four player co-op is going to be entertaining. Well, definitely when that game comes out.
They looked really silly when on the stage demoing it, but it looks like it'll be
fun. They were talking so much. Get the bridge! I'm like, oh my god, no one actually does that when they're playing.
Dude, when we play, we don't even talk. It's like, hey, you want to get that guy?
Because we know what we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
We know what
we're doing. Because we're all crack professionals. We should be still
things. We are a crack team of professionals.
We're a team of crack professionals. That's what we do.
All right.
Then they showed more of Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Which I cannot wait for.
Yeah, I am very excited for this game. They showed more of Splinter Cell Blacklist. They showed a CG trailer and a little bit more gameplay.
I don't need to see more of that game.
That game's on the list.
I'm sold. Take my money.
Then they started saying, okay, we're going to be like a big partner for the Wii U launch.
With Rayman Legends.
Yeah, they announced Rayman Legends exclusive
to
the Wii
U. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Because I love Rayman Origins.
Rayman Origins was my favorite game of last year.
Yeah.
And
the 3DS version is pretty good, too. Surprising.
I didn't even know it was coming out.
The demo's out now.
Wait, was that the one with the Melvin guy and you're one person controlling
on
the pad?
Yeah, four people.
Yep. Yeah. That looked like it could be fun.
Rayman Origins was a fantastic game. If this is anything like that, I'm fucking so
excited. Am I going to buy it? No. Is Jay going to buy it? Yes. Am I going to buy it? Am I going to play it when Jay buys it? Absolutely.
There you go.
Jay invites me over.
I got that game the day it came out, and I had to fight with the person at the store to get it, even though I had already paid for the game like 3 months ago. I was like, the reason why you have that copy that you have behind the counter
is because of me.
Is because I bought it.
Yeah,
I bought it like 3 months ago.
I'm that person.
She's like, oh, I don't know. I have to put it out. Okay.
If you take that game
out of the case, put a sticker on it and put it on the shelf, I'm going to clothesline you right now, bitch.
But no,
give me the game.
I will call G and he will choke a bitch.
But the two exclusives that Ubisoft showed off. Rayman, of course, I'm looking forward to.
But they showed off,
and then
a few more, though,
other ones. But the one that caught my attention was Zombie U.
Yeah, Zombie U is the one that caught my attention too.
When I saw the gameplay stuff of it today, it looks pretty promising. Especially the whole fact that, like, in the game, like you're going to a door and like the gamepad goes into like the panel to type in the password. You type in the password frantically, so you have zombies coming after you.
Yeah.
Second, you put the gamepad down, you see your character look behind you, pull back up, it goes right back to the thing. That's pretty intense, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think it could be like when he was trying to grab the gun he was going to use and throws his backpack on and pulls the gun.
Yeah. It could cause some tense situations.
Yeah. And then the whole premise behind it is pretty smart, where you play a survivor, you die. It's not a spoiler, but it was pretty much told today when Ubisoft showing it off later. How you die.
Yeah, you play another survivor,
and then when you're later on in the game, you run into that previous survivor that you were playing as a zombie. Yeah. So that's kind of
neat. You shoot them in the head.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's kind of neat.
I don't know. Like, I saw the trailer, and I honestly have serious concerns over how much of a strain it's going to put on you looking back and forth from a small screen in your hands to a big screen far away.
I think if they build the game around that, it could be an interesting concept, though.
I know, but Look, for me, it's like I understand it's an interesting concept, but I think in real gameplay terms, it's going to. I mean, for some people, it's just going to give them a headache.
Yeah.
But I can see that actually being somewhat of a pain because I'm somewhat familiar with using two screens to play a game because I play EVE Online.
Yeah.
And two monitors are sort of a minimum requirement to be able to play that game. And looking back and forth between screens it can get old real fast.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would be somewhat concerned about that. Bitch.
But yeah, like, they showed off a lot of good titles for the Wii U. Yeah, those two I'm looking forward to.
What was the other ones? They showed off a new Rabbids game called Rabbids Land.
Land. That I don't know much on that yet.
Yeah.
I'll probably book my buddy Jay to see if he can send us a video.
We're still talking about Ubisoft and not Nintendo specifically.
Yeah, it's Ubisoft. Yeah. But Rayman,
they
like,
then,
I'll wait the freak out.
They then showed off a bunch of, pretty much all their Kinect titles, they are pretty much making Wii U versions.
Yeah.
I don't even feel like naming them because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
They showed more Assassin's Creed 3.
That just got... The fact that they had, for the press conference, first off, the zombie game set in England with the God Save the Queen thing going on, while, of course, the Diamond Jubilee is going off across the seas.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Assassin's Creed, the whole killing all the red shirts and then you kill...
Yeah, I was like, do they have something against England or something? Like,
yeah.
What the hell?
They're American.
Mm-hmm.
Rage.
Yeah, then... This was actually...
They asked that question, and the question... was asked, is it only killing British whatever? And the actual answer to the question was, there are Templars who are the enemies on both sides of the war.
And you don't know.
He's killing both.
Yeah.
He's not there to win the war for the Americans. And then win
he's
the war
there
for
to
the,
get the Templars.
He's just there to kill the Templars who are...
on both sides.
Yeah.
He just don't know yet, at least.
So,
call
they're
me
not,
George Washington's
not,
a Templar.
Yeah. They're not 100%,
face,
not 100% killing only British.
See, look at his face after he kills the British generals,
like,
oh,
pointed out.
Next.
Yeah. He's like,
and Ubisoft was the one that had Lana, right? That was the girl Lana? She was the hostess?
Yeah.
No, that was, oh yeah, no, it was Aisha
girl,
Tyler.
The,
and that's Obuskis.
Yeah, she's the voice actor on that show Archer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Aisha Tyler.
Who was that other guy? I don't know who
he's
that guy
famous
was.
For doing literal trailers on YouTube.
Oh.
He's a fucking pain in the ass. I hate him.
Because that whole thing that they were trying to do with him, it was just like,
I didn't
she was okay.
That Mr. Caffeine.
A lot of people fucking
Lana?
Hated him.
Her name is Lana.
No, it's Aisha Tyler.
I was way off.
A lot of people hated Mr. Caffeine, but I found
he was entertaining.
He was entertaining, but it was entertaining almost in an ironic sense, because I kind of felt like bad for him being on the stage. It was just like dead air the entire time.
He's not as bad as the dreadlocked Japanese guy of the 1 million troops.
1 million troops. My extreme tweets. That's why that's why fucking Konami doesn't even show up to E3 anymore.
Well, that's why they did their pre-thing with the... Yeah, we'll get on to that.
I didn't even watch it because I don't care.
I wanted to say something about that girl. She said a lot of raunchy stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, girl how many would, times did she say girl would? Yeah. Fucking... Jesus Christ.
Talking about how everyone's a little gay.
Yeah.
Like
everyone's a little gay, guys. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, there was a lot of stuff that she said. I was kind of like, oh.
Yeah, it's like, really?
Next. So basically, they showed more
kind of
Creed 3. No, more Ass Creed 3, Assassin's Creed 3. They talked about esports and brought out fucking.
Yeah, the
Shoot Mania.
It looks like Tron meets Counter-Strike.
Yeah. Is this like a shittier version of Unreal Tournament?
I wasn't sold on it because the way
that was the one with the Russians.
Yeah, and they got their asses handed to them by a bunch of guys who play Counter-Strike and World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of disappointing.
Yeah. That game's not on my list at all.
No, it's not on my list.
I do like Trackmania, but really Shoot Mania.
What are they doing?
Anyways,
let's continue.
I don't even know. It just looked like either like a Quake 3 clone or an Unreal Tournament clone.
Much.
I don't even know. Then they ended off the press conference, which is, I think was
the
high
cream of
their
crop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? The CEO came down. He said, "Oh, this is going to be our new big project.
It's a whole new IP," which caught everyone off guard because
no one else really brought out new IPs.
Exactly. There's no real new IPs.
Everything's just a sequel to a sequel to a remake
or
a
reboot
It's not
100% true.
It's about 75%, yes.
Yeah, now we're basically in the games being like trilogies. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways, this game was called Watch Dogs Connection is Power.
That was just ridiculous.
Like the fact that
that's
just a subtitle. Yeah. Like when I saw that video, I thought that was like a CG video, and I saw him panning.
Yep.
And you see the guy playing, and I was like, "What?"
That was amazing.
But like, no, the game looked.
And I know you guys.
My face when I realized this wasn't a CGI trailer.
Yeah,
I know you guys are like, "Oh, this is like original." Guys, it's Assassin's Creed 4.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's
totally
not Assassin's Creed 4.
Totally is. He's hunting somebody down. He's using some abilities to cause distractions. And then he kills them.
But the neat thing is, everything is hackable. The part that got me in that trailer, he's sitting there, mask on, he's causes the traffic lights to go fucking crazy. And everyone
it's like super futuristic Assassin's Creed. That's all it is.
It was fucking awesome.
And it's awesome.
No, it looked fantastic. And one thing, this is actually the one thing that like really sort of like made me go like, wait, what? When it panned out,
and you see all the names of the frag dolls.
And you see all the names of the frag dolls. Yep. You see, like, I thought, wait, is there like a co-op in this game or something?
Or
because like you saw different names being popping up. Like,
or
wait,
you know,
what?
It's probably an open universe game that everyone is playing at the same time, but you're all connected some way.
It could be something like that too. I think that could be pretty.
And plus,
cool.
There's no word as to when it's coming out and what it's going to be coming out on.
Yeah,
it's gonna be sick.
I don't know. I think it looks fantastic.
The game looks like fantastic. I think it was easily the best thing I saw at any of the press conferences.
Yeah. Like that, just like when I saw the trailer, I was absolutely. It was insane.
It looks great.
And from what I know, though, from what I was able to squeeze out from my buddies at Ubisoft, the engine you see is not their own engine. They're actually using the new Unreal Engine, which is why it looks fucking awesome.
Oh, so it's the Unreal 4 engine?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Like, I found that out from my buddy Jay, that it is, in fact, the Unreal 4 engine. That just sold me. Like, when I
breaking
saw
news.
It, I was like, holy shit. Yeah, I know. Breaking news. But, like, that game is on probably my top of the list from so far.
Yeah.
That's definitely one of my top.
In an odd way, it kind of reminded me of Deus Ex.
Yeah, a little bit.
Kind of reminded me.
I like that.
And the fact that like, you can read everyone like what they've gotten. I was like, but
yeah, and actually had a cool thing. Like that waiter who had the QR code head, you could actually scan.
Yeah, and it goes to a website. I don't know.
Yeah, it goes to a website of that guy that he killed and he's like talking. And I was like, okay, I'm at work. I can't really be doing this, but it's there. That's kind of cool.
It was weird. But like when I saw that and I was on the website, I had to post it. And even though it's like a short, this is pretty much the winner of the Ubisoft one.
And that wasn't even the full. That wasn't even the full thing.
There's like so many other trailers. Like I just showed the main one that was from the UK, unfortunately. But just
Peggy 13 or something.
I love Peggy 13. You're all welcome for me saying that.
No, but that was easily
that
the
was
best
the
thing
winner.
I saw. Best
of any speaking of giant cartoon bears.
Anyways, I'd like you to explain that. We got a shit ton more E3 to talk about.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's move on to the number two of the big three that showed up, which was the Sony press conference. Yeah. Now, they pretty much started this off with a bunch of, you know, business speak, and then they brought up Quantic Dream right away.
That
like,
looks interesting.
Yeah, we're like, we're making a new game.
Looks ridiculous.
The only thing is,
Quantic
though,
Dream. I'm
like,
getting a pants for Quantic
like,
Dream.
That, like, when I showed my wife that video, she didn't believe me that it was all real time.
Really
yeah, I had to show her it was. Like, I had to show her this is live. This is going on right now.
No, but they've done some pretty impressive stuff in the past.
Well,
I mean,
well,
Heavy Rain looks fantastic.
Heavy Rain is a fun game.
This is the one that's called Beyond, right?
Yeah, Beyond.
The one with Ellen Page?
Yeah.
Okay, that was a great game. Isn't that an original IP?
It is, yes.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
All the games that I want to play are original IPs.
But here's the thing, though. With that game,
you're right, there was a few more.
Beyond. Last of Us.
Yeah, Last of Us.
That's all I want to play.
But when it comes to Beyond...
The Zombie U, that was original.
The part that gets me with that is, in the trailer, she says the name Ivan.
Who?
Yeah.
Dude,
fuck
Quantic Dream
yes,
makes
the
amazing.
And I'm like, she's like, let's go, Ivan. I'm like who?
Next week we play Infinity.
Oh, why didn't they cut
off? No, but like, it looks like it's
that game.
I am going to.
You are not allowed to read.
I'm going to make an assumption here.
It ruins the game.
And I'm
going
to say that this
going to
fuck that this game
so
is Ghost Dead 2.
Well, the way that
Ghost Dead.
In the trailer, they show a scene where you see one of the soldiers gets thrown into the back of a van. You see his eyes go white like he's getting possessed.
Yeah.
That reminded me of a game from the GameCube. I forget what it was called. It's like a similar game where you get to like
take
over
people,
kind of people and items.
Holy fuck, I'm totally remembering what you're talking about.
I forget the name of the game.
I know what it's called. But anyway,
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
So it looks like it's going to have that kind of feel, which if it does, I'm looking forward to.
I honestly like Quantic Dreams games. So, I loved Fahrenheit / whatever the heck what it was called. What was the other name for that we had in the States?
Oh, I don't remember. Oh, Indigo Prophecy.
Indigo Prophecy.
Yes!
It took me a second to
Indigo
I loved Indigo Prophecy.
Awesome. I actually got my girlfriend to play that game.
Yes. I really liked Heavy Rain,
she
even though I thought
the... in the storyline.
I thought the plot twist was bullshit.
Honestly, if you don't know what's going on in that game, that game is fucking nerve-wracking.
It is.
Indigo Prophecy or...
No, Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain as well.
Like, I had no idea what I was doing, and I was like,
let's just put this. The fact that they made a Flash game based on the whole Press X for Jason thing.
Jason!
Yeah, that kind of made me...
Jason!
And the whole thing is you have pretty much 20 seconds to mash X as many times as you can. It was... Yeah.
The best
Flash
is,
game.
No matter what you do, Jason dies.
The best is when you're in the room.
Jason,
you're in the room and those guys are attacking you. You're like your hotel.
Oh.
You're the chick. You're like a bath towel. I'm like, oh my god, don't rape me. I'm like, I'm trying to get out. Don't rape me.
No, I know. When you're trying to escape.
Oh my god, they're gonna rape me. I'm like trying to get away. It was
so
tense.
I was playing with my girlfriend's like, oh my god, they're in the room with you. I'm like, no shit, they're in the room. And I'm like,
immediately we're gonna be raped.
I'm like, oh my god, whatever happens, I'm gonna get away. I'm like, because I'm Bob. And then, like, they actually come at you, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna get raped. I'm not bomb. I am so inept.
Let's go back to Sony.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go back to
you're
Sony.
You're not ready for that.
Anyways, we're I'm looking forward to Beyond. Let's continue.
Beyond is definitely on my list as well. It's probably number three.
The next thing they brought up was the PlayStation All-Stars with Smash Brothers clone.
Yeah.
It looks like Smash Brothers.
Brilla Vita, bitches!
Yeah, that is the one thing.
I like the cross-platform
yes,
ability.
Yes, exactly.
That was the, that was like,
amazing.
Of what?
Super Smash Brothers rip-off PlayStation All-Stars.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
But the fact that... No, dude, I'll be kicking your ass on this.
You can play on the Vita. He could be sitting in your family playing on the Vita, and you could play on your PS.
Yeah, and I think that is a brilliant idea.
Together. It's honestly a really good
smart move. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
why the fuck not?
For how awesome that
the
is.
One thing that sort of like the one thing that sort of like threw me off about this though is that like I honestly was kind of pissed by the end of the press conference because I said okay I thought they're not really pushing that many Vita things. I kind of forgot that thing was going to be cross platform and cross play.
Yeah.
So that sort of disappointed me. But like yeah,
it hurts how good that is.
Yeah,
We already knew this game existed. It was announced quite a while ago, shown on Spike TV. Yeah.
I like that. Mr. Like,
I got to play it. I got to play that last month at a press thing for Sony, and the game plays pretty well.
Yeah. From what I heard, it plays like Smash Brothers, except there's a little.
There's a gauge that builds up. Yeah.
Don't you get Major Nelson?
No, you don't get Major Nelson. Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
You get Big Daddy and Nathan.
You get Mr. Bubbles.
Yeah, that was what they announced. They announced Nathan Drake and they announced Big Daddy from Bioshock.
People want Major Nelson.
Yeah. No, they don't want Major Nelson. There was a rumor that was basically stemmed from an IMDb listing that has Kevin Butler listed.
That's not Major Nelson. Kevin Butler.
If Kevin Butler was a character in that game, I would buy two copies.
Honestly, if you can fight as Kevin Butler, that game would sell like fucking crack.
Yeah.
What I'm actually looking forward to is I want to see how they're going to deal with this cross-platform play.
Yes. It's interesting.
I want to see if they're going to do something like where if you buy the PlayStation Vita version, you get a deal on the PS3 version, or if you buy the PS3 version, you get a deal on the PS3.
I think if you buy the PS3 or the whatever, then you should have a free download.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll go that far.
Well, I think they should.
I think that would be a nice thing, but I do not think they will go that far, because if they do that, what will happen is they'll give someone will get a case, they only have the PS3 version, and they'll be, okay, I'm going to find someone with the Vita and split the cost of the game.
It should be tied to your PSN account.
It should be tied to your PSN account.
So what you're saying is they need to make an online pass for the game, which they probably will anyways, because Sony sort of adopted it.
But you know what, though? If it's an online pass, I buy the game $69.99, and I get it on PS3 and my PS Vita, I don't give two fucks.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Do it, because...
They might even do like you buy it for one system $59, you buy it for two systems $79. I still buy into it.
That's way better when I try to buy NHL 2011 new used and I gotta pay an online pass.
The only thing I can say is that there might be some concerns over it, because I'll tell you this right now, when Portal 2 came out for the PS3 and said it had a free Steam code, I bought the game for PS3. I gained the Steam code and then returned it.
Yeah, that's
used
what I did.
For store credit.
That's what I did too.
Yeah. I kind of feel bad for Valve for not doing that.
No,
they didn't get fucked.
Yeah.
They got a sale. They don't give a fuck.
That's true.
That was loaded money. Loaded money.
That's true.
Anyways, they mentioned a few PSN games in passing, but I actually didn't catch that because my stream completely walked out on
that. Okay, well, the part that pretty much sells me with the whole... Well, not sells me with the PlayStation Plus.
That sound you hear? No, the helicopter circling? We're going to have...
But the PlayStation Plus right now is only still
the PS3.
They do want to eventually incorporate it with the Vita.
Yeah.
Which I'm hoping they do eventually, but...
I'm looking forward to that. Actually, that's one thing they did announce for the Vita, that PlayStation Classics will be...
That is what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking very much forward to taking Final Fantasy VII on the road with me.
Yeah.
Except I don't want to...
But
you're
going to run out of battery by the time the round finishes.
I don't give a shit. I'll gladly do that.
No, honestly, the battery on the Vita is no worse than the PSP.
No, I'm just kidding, because the Knights of the Round animation is like...
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's like a quarter of a million.
But no, like, the whole PS1 Classic, when they announced that, I was very happy.
I was very happy about that, too, because honestly, I have a ton of PS1 classics on my PSN account.
Same here.
Wanted to play them on my...
God bless.
But the only way you could is remote play.
Yeah, I wanted to play them on my PSP for the most part, but it's not set up for it because you only have one analog stick and it's force mapped to the R buttons. And when I tried to play Final Fantasy VIII that way, it's like, okay, if I want to boost my summons...
God, that was hard. I'm looking forward to the PS1 classics. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping if they include Chrono Cross on that list... I will dry hump friggin' Sony.
No, that'd be great.
Wow.
Yeah. I already
know. And I didn't say that.
You can't get STDs by dry humping.
I don't get exactly.
Continue.
But yeah, no, they mentioned...
There are some vicious strands.
Do you know what the PSN games were? Because I honestly don't remember what the PSN games were.
Don't drop the ball, Trevor. You're kicked out of the website.
The only ones they really... Well, the only PS1s they didn't really... they have the... I think it's the...
I'm not talking about the PS1.
I think it's like the PSN one. I think it's the only one that really caught my interest was the one that's been in the works for the last, 4 years now. I think it's called the White Swan or something like that.
The White Swan. Okay.
That looks... Like, oh, no.
I saw... I know what you're talking about. It's not White Swan.
It's like the Last Swan or something.
Or
the Lost Swan. I can't remember what it is.
They literally passed by these so quickly, and my stream kind of fucked up, so I didn't even see
But the most... another thing they also included was the... A lot of the PSN titles for the Vita, a lot of them are actually local guys.
Unfinished Swan,
yeah. That one looks pretty neat. Like, the gameplay I've seen, they showed, it looks interesting.
It does look kind
of... It looks sort of similar to... I forget the game.
It's like Reverse Limbo.
No. Well, that, and it looks similar to...
Limbo was all, like, black and gray. This is, like, all white.
I'm not gonna lie, when you said Reverse Limbo, I thought, like, what am I supposed to bend my...
No.
The game.
Like, but the short off was, like, super titles. Bright. Instead of being super dark.
They show off a lot of indie titles for the Vita, which I got to try last month at the spring showcase, including Retro City Rampage.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Guacamelee, which is fucking hilarious.
I am going to buy Retro City Rampage the moment it comes out. Doesn't matter. The first system to get it is what's getting my money. Because I want to play that game so fucking badly.
Which game, sorry?
Retro City Rampage, which is pretty much like an 8-bit homage to Mario meets Grand Theft Auto, almost.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm sold.
It's fucking
Shut up
awesome.
And take my money.
And then,
it was originally a WiiWare title, yeah. Right?
And then Nintendo said, nah, or not Nintendo. The guy said,
hey, I want to make money.
Yeah. We don't want to be fucked like you guys usually do. And then there was another title, which I got to try. It's called Sound Shapes. It's a music game, but it's not your typical music game. It's... Best way to describe it is Loco Roco meets, I don't know, Little Big Planet.
Okay. But so it's Loco Roco with content creation.
Yeah, and the neat thing is, like, the game is dead silent until you, like, touch an item and it makes, like, a music note or whatever. And as you get further in, it gets crazier, and Deadmau5 is actually providing some loop tracks for the game. And there's a level editor, which is pretty neat. Where you can make your own level if you do one level, or if you want to do two levels, you do a swipe, whatever. And when you're done, you can put it to the cloud, and anyone that has the game can play it. Which is neat, and the neat thing about the cloud is, it's not a pay service, like the PlayStation Plus. You pretty much just drop on the cloud, it pops up right away, someone wants to try it, boom.
That's weird.
And you don't need PlayStation Plus for that.
No.
Okay,
and the neat thing about it is, like, you can tell when someone's playing, because they'll have a little pop-up saying, user, whatever, is playing your level.
That's pimp!
That's awesome.
Like, I'm looking forward to it, I got to try it. I think it's coming out, they said, September-ish.
Yeah.
It's going to be about $15 on the PSN, which, you know what, that's a good price for an indie game.
Yeah.
And the three games I just mentioned, except for the Unfinished Swan, Guacamelee, Sound Shapes, and then Retro City Rampage, all Canadian made. Two of them in Canada.
Those guys are better.
And then another one I'm looking forward to on the PSN, Gaiad. Yeah. That game, I got to play it last month. It's kind of like, I don't know if you guys ever played Audio Surf on the PC.
I played shit tons of Audio Surf.
It's like that meets Tempest, but instead of running away from the enemies, you want to hook towards them to get momentum to go further into the level. And it's pretty trippy. Like, I played it, I actually got dizzy. Because it's that, like, crazy. It was like Tempest meets Audio Surf. It was insane.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah. Anyways, moving on, since we're still, I don't know, they announced some... We're still on PlayStation, right? We're still on Sony. They announced some pretty cool stuff for PlayStation Plus, which was this month.
$5 a month, which is not bad.
Yeah. Honestly, I think... I'm going to go ahead and say this. I think PlayStation Plus is a better value than Xbox Live.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Because they actually give you free games.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, Xbox kind of...
Yeah,
but then your credit card information ends up by some guy in Russia.
Yeah. See, here's the thing, though. Before you do it, you buy a Russian barrel of free games.
Yeah. Hey, whatever, I love
that. And it's coming in a week. Counter that with the Xbox rewards, where every month you can earn points and all that stuff.
But those are all like you entering contests or...
Yeah, but they'll have every month they have a server you earn points and it builds up and...
Yeah, that's true. I think I got like 80 points that way and I was like, hey, now I have a dollar.
Yeah. Or if you, like, say you buy or register, like, a game or something, you get bonus points or whatever.
And Nintendo's been doing stuff like that, too, where, like, you register your games, you get Nintendo coins, and then you can download. You can actually download a bunch of, like, Wii games and stuff. Oh, that's how you got that, right there.
Yeah.
You didn't go for
the reversible pouch. I got that. Reversible pouch. It's the reversible...
Actually, that reminds me. My coins are about to expire. I need to use them.
They actually don't expire anymore. They kind of changed that recently, I think.
Oh, I got email.
I got this. I got the Zelda collection.
Just redeem it for some cool shit. They actually have some cool stuff on Club Nintendo.
And I also got the giant Mii card, just because why not?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the last thing I got? Or something else I got? The Kid Icarus cards for free.
Yeah. I pretty much just redeemed them for a bunch of, like, 3DS games. Which, and, well, they're not the best games, but shit's a mess around with.
I'm Platinum Stash, so I should hopefully get my free gift in the next little bit.
Yeah. I got that calendar, which was wrong. It was like February. It's like, oh, guys, we'll send a replacement. Anyways, whatever. The PlayStation Plus users, they're getting a bunch of free games this month specifically to celebrate E3.
Yeah.
The big ones that they said were Infamous 2, Little Big Planet 2, which I just purchased, sadly. Saints Row 2. There was a couple of others that I didn't see. 40K Space Marine.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that game.
Yeah, 40K Space Marine is a free title of
Thunder
PlayStation
Atlas.
Plus.
I don't touch anything with Warhammer.
And they also had a bunch of PSN games on there, like the weird Sideways game, which I've never heard of, Lara Croft and the Guardian of Light, which is actually a really good game.
That is a good game. I was so surprised.
There's a bunch of others that I can't really remember. Like, there was a zombie apocalypse game, and then I think about it, but the other ones I don't
remember. Well, you know, it's easy to get confused between the 6 or 8 that were announced at E3.
There was a bunch of zombie games.
There was that one that came up for the PSN I'd like to see him bring onto here.
Alright, so what's next?
I forget the name of it now.
Yeah, you're not gonna kill.
PS3, can we finally talk about the fucking only game I really care about?
What?
The Last of Us?
No, man. They announced, they showed more Assassin's Creed 3. They announced the PS Vita Assassin's Creed 3
bundle.
You're gonna kill Mike.
I'm killing Mike on purpose.
The
bundle looks pretty nice.
The Liberation one, it's like the first female assassin, I'm like, I give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to buy this game to play as a female assassin to continue the story.
I might not.
But it will come with, like...
How nice is the...
Expecting DLC or something.
Except in the Revolutionary-era Louisiana.
Yeah, like, I really don't care.
That kind of...
That really don't
crocodiles?
Yeah, probably.
I'm down.
I don't care, and I don't care about the white...
Fuck stabbing wolves, man. Fucking stab crocodiles.
Like,
I'm sold on this. Yeah. Mostly because I don't really know what else is coming for the Vita.
There's a bunch of, like I said, indie titles.
Yeah, the indie titles I'm excited for.
As long as there's no stingrays, you're fine.
They showed a little bit more of Far Cry 3. This is where, actually, they showed the 4-player co-op. And they announced that PS3 is getting first exclusive DLC for the title.
The only thing I actually care about Far Cry is the fact that it's going to have a world builder.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
That's cool, but am I going to play it? Probably not.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'll have some fun.
I'm probably buying Far Cry.
Yeah. They then announced a bunch of games that have move support that are coming out.
Oh, freaking storybook thing. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
I don't even want to talk about
that
Wonderbook.
That game is fucking...
It's Wonderbook.
It's Wonderbook, yeah.
Wonderbook.
The best thing to describe
the
it is...
just happened?
No, the game looks like garbage.
The fuck out of
no, J.K.
Rowling making more money than what it is.
No, the most awkward book for that game is going to be 50 Shades of Grey.
I want 50 Shades of Grey to show up for Wonderbook.
What the fuck is Wonderbook?
Wonderbook is an interactive pop-up book.
For kids.
For kids. That uses the PlayStation Move
and
the AR camera.
And it's based in the Harry Potter world. So you learn the spells.
No, that's just one book.
Yeah, so far.
Because there's multiple books.
J.K. Rowling's pockets getting bigger.
But yeah, they announced.
Well, at least with 50 Shades of Grey, it'll really be a pop-up.
I love how she fucking showed up to the party.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That chick never shows her face.
No, she doesn't.
Who cares?
She's too busy writing her new fucking book.
They announced Wonderbook, which... They announced that Dust514 is going to have move support, so maybe...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Dust514.
It's going to be free to play, isn't it?
Move it's going to be free to play.
Yes,
so,
that's a great announcement.
It's going to have move support so that the PS3 users can actually compete with, you know...
Other players.
Good luck.
And they're also doing a tie-in for the...
That is the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
That could be okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's gonna honestly, they need more Vita software.
My interest in Dust 514 is to see how the Goonswarm Federation decides
we'll
to control
it. The one game worth it right now for the Vita? Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
I already have that for PS3, so
that's
I'm not
going to
buy it.
I know.
It's smaller than my...
The game, they're like little...
Then you're what?
Say what?
I hope it was smaller than that. But anyways.
The only mention of BioShock Infinite was that it's going to have move support. They announced Sports Champions 2.
Isn't this the size of it?
Time.
What the shit is that? That's the memory card.
But
expensive as memory cards.
I'm actually really upset that they pushed back BioShock Infinite.
I'm not surprised they did.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
I don't care about Bioshockwhy are they going to release it in November where it's going to be have to deal with all the fucking Call of Duties?
The only game I care about that's BioShockish is Dishonored.
Dishonored looks alright.
That actually wasn't shown at all.
They had
a gameplay trailer before E3 started.
Yeah, but it wasn't at any of the major press conferences.
It looks fucking awesome.
Bethesda's making it. It's going to be amazing and glitchy.
Yeah,
probably.
Don't buy it from the PS3.
There you go.
Anyway, right. Lesson, kids.
The only other announcements that they had during the PlayStation press conference was that the PlayStation... I have a fucking huge-ass notepad, man.
Mike's gonna kill us.
There you go. I don't give a fuck, Mike.
We're gonna fuck.
They announced that the PlayStation.
You know what my favorite part is gonna be?
Yeah, I'll they renamed
the
PlayStation.
Entire E3 section between the start and when we actually get to talk about what Mike wants to talk about is gonna get out of the podcast.
How long is not because I'm editing this podcast.
How long has it been? There you go. What's the runtime?
We're at 2.5.
We're at 2.5, yeah.
No, this is the longest podcast, but E3, it's E3.
E3, it's a special
occasion. It's a special occasion. Let me move on because I give no fucks about these next two announcements.
Batman.
Sorry, I dropped the mic. The PlayStation Suite that's been renamed to PlayStation Mobile, and it's going to be on HTC phones as well as the Sony phones.
That's their way of saying, yeah, we're joining in.
Who gives a fuck?
I'm not buying an HTC.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. HTC's good, but why would they join? Yeah.
I don't know. Then, pretty much, they showed God of War Ascension. Honestly, I'm not...
I don't care. I played... Is this the fourth one now?
Are you drunk? With
no.
That doesn't make sense.
It is.
It's the sixth one, technically.
Yeah.
He's blinded by his own rage.
God of War 1, 2, 3.
Look at this.
Honestly can't handle another God of War game.
I
tried to bust through the first one in one day because I'm like, I really want to play this shit. I just want to know what happens in the storyline. And then nothing fucking
technically
happened.
It is the sixth version.
Nothing fucking
It's the seventh game because there's the trilogy on PSP.
Yeah, but that's not really.
I killed Zeus. But it was the most convoluted bullshit for me to get the fucking Zeus that I was like, I just want this game to end. I was playing the game. I'm like, I want this game to end. I can't stand this game.
Well, now,
but I kept playing it because I'm like...
Back in time to another prequel.
And you can fight giant elephants with swords.
Yeah, what's the elephant guy?
I don't
I'm going to tell you guys my reactions.
What's the fundamental point of God of War 3? Because I'm pretty sure at the end of God of War 3, you've killed everything.
No, but here's the thing. At the end of God of War 3, he disappears. You see a blood trap going over the cliff.
But doesn't he
I cannot handle a single God of War game anymore because it's the same bullshit.
I just want to mention some notes.
Jesus,
I'm gonna mention the only notes like the notes for this game when I was like watching the thing. I was like, okay, God of War looks like God of War.
The multiplayer looks pretty fun, though.
Yeah, there's multiplayer. It looks okay, but that wasn't shown at the press conference.
Well, they did have a...
The only thing that this is the only thing I was excited about was Crazy Elephant Man. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and when you kill him, you snap his neck, and you pretty much drive the sword into his head. For slicing his head open, you see his brain exposed.
Yeah.
I was expecting him to go smash, smash, smash. But no, he just...
Yeah. I didn't see the point of that. Snap his neck and then cut his head open. Like, really? Yeah, like, to make it easier for the birds to come into his brain? Like,
I want the Elephant Men to win, but they can't because this is a prequel.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
I don't know, man.
God damn it, I'm so tired of fucking God of War.
Sometimes
they spin those chains of chaos, or the fuck they're called.
They hunger. Chains of
chaos. Like, oh, Frostmourne. It's the same fucking thing over and over. I can't handle it.
Frostmourne hungers.
Yep.
Mike's really rattled.
Boom. All right, yeah.
I watched this for God of War, and I'm like, this is just like every other God of War with like slightly better graphics. And
it didn't even look like slightly better graphics. It just looked like God of War. Anyways, let's talk about what Mike actually wants to talk about.
Boobies!
The last thing that was shown at the Sony press conference, The Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
Yes.
That trailer looked fucking amazing.
It made me fucking will shit myself.
Yeah. Yeah,
like that. The ending of Last of Us.
Oh my god!
Where you see like he's struggling with a guy, smacks him with like a shotgun. The guy goes down. He goes, "Please, no!" Boom!
Fucking shoots him.
Oh my god!
And it was like, I fucking stopped breathing for 30 seconds. Like, it was unreal.
You fucked everyone. And the girl companion is actually useful.
Yes,
throws a brick at a guy.
Brick.
Hey, asshole! Boom! Smack! The guy runs in, slams him into the
the
wall.
Best of those grabs him, clicking with the gun. Boom. The guy's like, "Oh, I know that sound."
I know that sound. You're fucked.
And then all of a sudden, the girl's like, "Hey, asshole!" Slam.
And you saw her pick up the brick in the other room?
Yep. That's definitely in the...
That's a whole new meaning to brick joke.
But another thing that's also going to be interesting about that game, I'll let you talk
about
it.
No, I don't...
Is the fact that you see in the when he's making a Molotov, he actually goes into his bag, you see him like picking the pieces to make it.
And he makes it,
lights it, throws it, and you see the guy light on fire. It's not just like a cheap sprite of fire. You actually see it catch from foot all the way up and burst.
Yeah. But then did you see the reaction of the girl?
She's like, oh, really? What the fuck?
She's like, holy shit, man. Like, she was shocked that the guy just burned two people alive.
Yeah.
And what does he say? He has like some reaction.
He's like, get it together.
Yeah, he's like, get it together. It's not just like something happened
and you're just
blowing people up and that's it.
You know,
it was like
you're gonna traumatize the shit out of that little girl.
It's happened
before I
that was honestly that trailer is some of the most cinematic gameplay I've ever seen in a video.
It's Naughty Dog. They don't fuck around.
The interaction with the two of them, the way they talk to each other.
It's very, very
and
good.
Once you kill everybody, he's like, good job, killing people.
Like, murdering everybody.
She's in shock as to what happened. And then, like, but, oh my god. Like, when the guy gets hit in the face and then he's on the ground, the blood's trickling from his nose. And I was like, what is this detail?
It goes to black.
I killed so many bitches in that game.
But the part that gets me is when she throws the brick and he goes charging in, almost like a
fucking... football.
He slams him into the wall, elbow, like, to the throat.
You gotta take opportunity.
And it pretty much says, here's a fucking, you know, filing cabinet meeting. Boom, boom. It's like, really?
You just fucked that guy right.
Honestly, I am...
You know what this game is? This game is... The promise of, what was that, I Am Alive? This is the promise of I Am Alive come true, what I think it's going to be.
Yeah, I Am Alive was a shit-ass game.
Yeah, that was, oh my god. My review just raped
I am a,
but anyways,
I had a lot of development issues, so that's
I liked the way when he moves up against objects, his hand moves up against...
Yeah,
yeah.
He actually
when he's moving, it's not just like you go up to it and then like he's like...
He slams himself against it. He's like stiff.
And like he just spins
off. Fluid motion.
Like he's touching... Mm-hmm. Like when you move up against stuff, he's like holding it like this. Off. Like he's trying to peek over that... It sounds like he's there, just
that
crouching.
That game is definitely number two on my list for E3 this year.
That's number one on my list. Yeah, that's
top of my list was still to... is Watch Dogs.
I'm going
to
play both, but Last of Us is what I really, really want
to
play.
I'm looking forward to it.
That game looks sick.
I feel like I'm gonna get popcorn, and I feel like I'm gonna be watching like a good movie.
Oh, I'm sure
that's what it is.
I'm gonna fuck so many people up. It's gonna be so much.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh man.
And I'm gonna make sure I go back and loot the bodies for ammo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna make sure I do.
Another thing, I like the fact that they brought in the whole, you know, using a human shield thing.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. How he's holding it. The guy's like, you know, like see the, you know, the AI enemy seeing that, he's freaking out saying, put him down. Shoots a blast. The guy goes down. And all of a sudden, he sort of like, you know, puts the gun back to the guy's head. The guy's like, you know, just calm down. And all of a sudden, he takes the guy out behind the couch. And then instead of, you know, shooting the guy like this, he decides, hey, smack, just beating him down.
That guy got it off lightly.
Yeah, he did.
But actually, if you're watching it, when he's holding the gun like this and he's about to shoot,
Gavin's got away.
The guy who's holding him,
he almost
hits his elbow. He hits his elbow, so he missed the shot.
Yeah, and then the guy ducks.
When he goes to shoot him, his gun tilts. That's why, like, he moves out, and that's why it misses the guy, and the guy ducks.
Yeah, and then the guy, when he pops back up, shoots him.
Like, the actual characters are interacting with you.
That's a very smart
thing.
Like, he's, like, actually trying to knock the gun in your hand to save his friend who's supposed to get shot, right? That's vital to his own survival.
I would say that this was, like, easily the most impressive thing at the Sony press conference.
Some people are going to die, I guess.
I'm not going to lie.
Sony won between the big three, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely.
With that game alone.
Sony won between the big three.
I'm not going to lie. I was very unimpressed by all of the big three's press conferences.
The big three, for me, that win it was Sony.
Sony won.
I mean, like...
The
thing that kind of pissed me off was that Sony didn't really push the Vita too much. Like, I was expecting them to push it more because this is a system
I think they're having a software showcase tomorrow, I think.
I thought that was Nintendo that was doing a software showcase.
Well, they're doing 3DS. Yeah.
So maybe if Sony does it too, then I'd be happy for it. Because, honestly, I don't know. I like it. It's okay.
You like anything Nintendo does.
I like anything that anyone does. Because, fuck, man, I own a fucking...
Because I have no standards.
All right, now we're on Nintendo.
We're not going to talk about Nintendo just yet. Because no one wants to talk about Wii Fit U.
I want to talk about Wii Fit
U. You know what?
I've
often on this podcast threatened to eject people from the balcony. I'm now contemplating ejecting myself from the...
Before we go into the next one, there's one game I don't think...
Nintendo gives none.
Yeah. There's one game I don't think we even delved on at all. It's from Warner Brothers and NetherRealm Studios.
Because I didn't...
Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Yeah, isn't that the...
it's the DC Universe...
The DC Universe fighter game.
Yeah, can you explain to me what's going on here? Because I watched the trailer and I don't get it. Why are the good guys bad guys? And then why are they... I don't know what's going on.
It's Ed Boon. He's weird.
Don't be surprised if he shows up and says toasty.
Yeah.
But really, though, like, if you're going to say something like, all the good guys are bad guys, explain.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
You can't just throw a bomb and then be like, wait till the game comes out.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, like when I saw the trailer, I was kind of interested.
A wizard did
take the grenade, pull the pin, and throw him to the middle of the room, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be some sort of an explanation.
Like, I don't get it. It's like, oh, all the heroes are bad now. Okay, but why?
I don't know.
You will figure out when you get there. And if they're bad,
who is fighting them?
Don't you want surprises? Do you want to live life without surprises?
Because I want to know what's going on.
That's just why
surprises and comic books don't work with me.
All right, let's move on to Nintendo. I kind of enjoyed the...
I hated it. I'm sorry. The only part...
No, I mean, I kind of enjoyed the Sony press conference. The Nintendo press conference, I thought was a disappointment.
I was watching online, and then my internet cut out, and I was like, eh.
Okay, the start of Pikmin 4 is fucking stupid.
How the fuck are you
Miyamoto running from Pikmin?
It's Nintendo.
And then, I'm sorry, but there's an image I'll be posting about the whole Pikmin thing later.
I would say that Pikmin was the highest point of the thing, though. Because yes. Pikmin, I actually like that game.
Pikmin on GameCube.
There's a picture I posted on my Facebook that pretty much captured Miyamoto perfectly.
It was like
perfectly.
10 years ago.
We see him with the freaking red Pikmin thing that was in his shirt pocket, and his face is all squished like that. He's all squished up with like a really weird looking face.
Yeah, that was really weird.
I posted on my Facebook, and this is hilarious.
It should. Can we not finally impose some sort of limit on how far a company can coast on 15-year-old intellectual property?
No. No, because Disney would burn up instantly.
Right, but I mean, like...
Technically, Disney has a whole land.
Shigeru Miyamoto was still around.
Yeah, but, okay, are you really going to pull that on Pikmin? I mean, Pikmin's not really... Like, Pikmin's from last generation. There's two other games from it.
Okay, but, like... Still.
Yeah, this isn't another Zelda game.
I'm like, I like Pikmin, then I'm like, wait a minute, I was like 10 years younger. Yeah. I don't know if I'm still gonna like Pikmin.
You're not. You know what? Because it's just
Listen.
After playing Last of Us, I don't know if I can switch to like...
He's trying to rile me up.
The only thing... But like, what would blow me away is one Nintendo major games conference where they don't announce a...
Zelda?
Metroid? A Mario? A Metroid?
This year.
They announced Pikmin, which was new, and then they talked more about the new Super Mario Brothers Wii U, which is...
And there's a Zelda
just another
thing.
Mario Brothers.
Well, we'll Zelda get, thing.
And look,
wait,
you know what the funny thing
like
about?
That.
Okay.
The new Super Mario Brothers Wii U looks like pretty much they took the same ideas that were going to be added into Rayman Legends, and it's the same thing.
Can somebody please just, like, shoot them in the head and put them out of their misery as a game developer?
You can't do that because they make...
Stop.
Okay.
Well, look who they have as their voice. Regis, my body is ready. That's what he even said today, too.
He said, my body was ready.
He's like, really?
I like French food.
I'm going to eat you.
Stop it already.
God. But yeah, I don't know. Honestly, the press conference server cut out for me.
It was a snore fest.
They didn't show too much. They didn't show
you.
Too much.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Well, yeah, We Fit You will... If you want to talk about it, we'll give you a moment of fame.
I don't want to talk about it because I don't know anything about it. All I know is it's called We Fit You and use the balance board because they're like, this is a great piece of machinery.
No.
We're going to reuse it.
The game that got me kind of going, oh dear God, why? Was what they call currently working title, Sing.
When they started talking about that, I was definitely afraid that they were about to announce Wii Music U.
That's what I thought, yeah.
I am just happy
Wii
that it
music
wasn't...
Wii Music U! This is amazing!
I am just happy
that music. It They're gonna fit you, they're gonna music you!
For the most part, they talked about... They showed a bunch of games that are coming out for other consoles, like, you know, Assassin's Creed 3, their remixes
the
of Batman.
Yeah. And I'm gonna just repeat here what I said on the site already, and you posted the... No, it wasn't you, it was Mike who posted the Batman video.
Yeah,
right.
Okay, you're not going to get me to buy the Nintendo console, even though I'm never going to buy it anyway because I fucking hate you. But, like, if I didn't have a burning hatred for Nintendo as a company already, they're not going to convince me to buy a console by putting a gimmick on a game I already have on the PS3.
Yeah. But here... But the whole,
I don't agree with you on that.
Yep. The whole
I'm not going to rebuy a game I already
not
have
a
and a system.
Fuck was given.
Especially from Nintendo, because fuck them!
The only game...
Fuck
that,
you!
The only
fuck
game...
Fuck off!
Sorry.
Let the man finish.
The only game that honestly made me happy from Nintendo that they showed off was Paper Mario for the 3DS.
Yes.
Like that.
And it sort of disappointed me that they decided to not show any 3DS stuff there.
Well, that's what they're doing that tomorrow, which is fucking stupid.
Why would they show stuff? Well, isn't the 3DS just where they, like, send all their old games to die?
Pretty much.
re-release.
My face! But yeah, I felt bad for Scott Moffitt when he came out saying... Yeah,
they literally gave him 5 minutes.
They pretty much gave him 5 minutes to pretty much talk about Luigi's Mansion for the 3DS... The new Mario 2 game.
Again.
Paper Mario.
No,
that was it.
That's it. I am banning any further discussion of Nintendo from this podcast.
Okay, well, let me
this is
it.
A disgrace.
Okay, I have one more thing that you will fucking seriously want to rip on. I'm sure you will as well, Mike. And I don't know about you, G.
Are you kidding? Luigi's Mansion 2, Paper Mario 2? Are you fucked?
Technically, Paper Mario 4.
Are you
3.
I don't even think they're 2. I think it's like,
what? No, this is renamed them.
This is Paper Mario 4.
They just renamed
like Paper Mario whatever. Like,
Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon.
Guys, he's gonna fucking erupt.
Okay, no.
There's no rap in the game.
Not like the happy...
This next game? No.
But that's just it. They really didn't push that many sequels. Like, people were expecting a new Metroid. People were expecting a new Zelda. They didn't show those.
Well, here's the thing. Speaking of Metroid and Zelda, this game made me seriously pissed.
Met-Zelda?
No.
Are you going to talk about Nintendo Land?
Yes! Nintendo Land!
This is the reason why this podcast...
I'm sorry, but that is just... No!
No, but this is the reason why Nintendo didn't do this podcast well. Or not this podcast. Why Nintendo did not
this
do...
This podcast is very good.
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah. High Nintendo quality. Is
only,
not.
It's only just streaming. It's just
Nintendo's
doing well.
No, but this is the reason... Sorry. This is the reason why they failed on the conference. I think what they showed was okay. What they're doing, I think, is smart because they showed stuff before E3.
Well, some of the integration stuff is pretty nice.
Yeah, I like the integration stuff. They showed stuff before E3 to get people someone hyped about. I'm kind of pissed that they didn't tell you what's actually in the Wii U hardware-wise. Yeah. But whatever.
Because they don't know.
But the failing is...
Because they don't want
to
open it and see a PS3.
No. They're talking about it. No, this thing's going to be basically a 360 or a PS3. That's
probably...
But basically, when they're talking about, hey, this is the new console we're making, we're going to be pushing for hardcore gamers, you do not end your press conference
with
a mini-game collection.
And the funny thing is, though, when they announced that, I saw what it looked like. It looks exactly like the Kinect version of Disneyland with Mario Nintendo characters.
Well, except it actually has games that don't suck on it.
Yeah, that's true. But like the one they showed, like the Luigi's Mansion thing, you see like you have four players who...
It's reverse Pac-Man.
Yeah, it's reverse Pac-Man where one person who has the screen tablet bullshit thing... Mm-hmm. Sees everything. They can't see you on the big screen. So you're running around trying to find them. They have a flashlight, but their flashlight batteries run out.
Yeah.
And then when you faint... And here's the one thing I understand. When you faint from getting attacked by a ghost, instead of having a player come up to you and pressing a button to revive you, you have to shine their flashlight. How the fuck does that wake someone up from fainting?
Prayer?
No! Like, just no! I mean, like, that was just...
Maybe
like,
you're not finding their flashlights. Maybe you're finding their fleshlights.
I don't know. Sponsored by DNA. But no, Nintendo Land honestly killed it for them.
That was a bad decision.
The only way they can save themselves from E3 is if they have some really solid titles for the 3DS tomorrow.
Which I think they should, and they fucking better. Because, honestly, Sony didn't push the Vita as much as they should have.
I'm sure Nintendo will take full advantage of that.
Nintendo needs to take advantage of that because the 3DS actually has some steam. They actually have some pretty good games coming out for it.
One thing I'm hoping to see from tomorrow's 3DS thing. I don't know if you guys watch it. If not, I'll watch it. No,
I'm going
to
watch it.
I'm going to check my stuff on the auction house.
The two things I'm hoping to see for the 3DS that hopefully is true is Majora's Mask and Link to the Past in 3D. Those would make me happy because when they release Ocarina of Time,
it's not a big, you know.
Well, you know, you can tell they touched the graphics up a bit.
The
thing is, I don't understand how you release a new console
with bullshit games.
With bullshit games and not a single main title.
They rushed it out early. They rushed out the 3DS early.
Because they know they're getting their ass kicked by the other two. So let's join the fray with HD and innovative control things.
But the thing is...
And then no games.
Who the fuck is going to buy
No, but I wouldn't
Wii
say
U.
that the Wii U doesn't have games. They have a ton of third-party lineup things coming out. But it's just the same stuff that you're going to get on the other consoles. So why are you going to... The reason why people are going to buy a Wii, and it's the same reason, like, they don't even have to show up to E3 and show anything. The reason why people are going to buy a Wii U is because people are Nintendo fans, they want to buy a console to play Nintendo games.
Yeah.
That isn't even their problem, though. The problem is...
I still like
Nintendo. Go get a Super Nintendo, you can have all of them!
You can also get
the
virtual console!
Six since then!
But this is the thing, right? If you're a Nintendo fan, fine. You like Nintendo games? Awesome. Great. Fine. But people who aren't Nintendo fans aren't going to buy a Wii U to play third-party games that can already play on the PS3 and Xbox. And... The Wii U is launching with no main Nintendo titles. Yeah. There's no Zelda.
There's no
new Mario.
No,
there is new Mario.
Mario Brothers.
And don't underestimate the power of that, because that game sold more than Modern Warfare 3 when it came out for the Wii.
Mario Galaxy?
No, Mario New Super Mario Brothers.
For the...
That sold more than Modern Warfare 3.
Fuck off. No, it didn't.
No, it did.
You know what, humanity? Go fuck yourselves.
But no, I mean, like, Nintendo, unless they have something up their sleeves down the road, like, because the next thing they're going to be at...
I'm sure they will.
Well,
I'm
the
sure
next thing they're going to be at is sure. Tokyo
I mean, Rayman Legends is an exclusive.
Yeah,
so
that's going to be fun.
There you go.
That's like, right now, I have a feeling they're holding off on the main titles. until the Tokyo Game Show.
Because Nintendo is very fucking secretive. They're just
Not only that, but
that's true. There is
look
a
at the history.
Game
look at the history.
They don't really give a fuck about E3. It's they care more about the Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, like
because they're a Japanese company.
Look what happened with the 3DS. You know, when they first announced it, no major title. Well, there were, but not like nothing major. A couple months down the road, they announced all the big titles at Tokyo Game Show. Same thing with the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they technically. Well, no, it's E3. They showed off Skyward Sword, which I'm sorry, Skyward Sword was a joke.
That game is absolutely shit.
Yeah, it's hard to play. It's like, no, it's not 1-to-1. What the? It's like really.
Oh god, it's bad.
The problems with that is that you.
It's the Wind Waker
be...
of the Wii. I'm sorry, I hated Wind Waker.
How could you hate Wind Waker?
It was too cartoony.
Bitch.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Bring it.
You need to look at Wind Waker now and tell me that it looks like shit because
it is. It's crap.
My Riker?
One of my best friends still to this day tried to make me say it's a good game. He will not get me to do it.
You know what? Okay, maybe it's just different tastes then.
It's the cel-shading graphics and the fact that he's a little toothpick.
Here's the thing I would argue. When you look at cel-shaded graphics now compared to what you consider... Okay, compare what Halo 2 looks like to what Wind Waker looks like and you're going to tell me which one's harder to look at.
Wind Waker!
I would okay. Maybe
I'm sorry.
Let's get off the Nintendo rant.
Anyways, that was the Nintendo rant.
That's the Nintendo rant. They failed.
Yeah. So I want to say most people here pretty much think that Ubisoft stole the show.
Yeah.
Ubisoft then Sony.
Ubisoft and Sony are the two winners.
We still got 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But so far,
yeah. But all the big announcements are pretty much already.
Yeah, for sure.
Aside from maybe some 3DS and hopefully some Vita stuff, because I'm hoping they actually give us some Vita announcements.
Why? One thing
aside from.
Yeah, like he's gonna fucking snap.
That was the next BLA game, man.
Yeah,
that wasn't on the Vita.
The one game I'm hoping to look more.
If that was on the Vita, my Vita would be destroyed.
The one game I'm looking forward to, hopefully learning more on, as long as they reveal more of it, is the next Castlevania: Lords of Shadow.
Yeah,
because I love the first one solely because the voice acting was great, the story was great.
Wasn't really a Castlevania game, though.
Well, that's the thing. It felt like it was a God of War meets Castlevania-style game.
But there hasn't been a Castlevania game in, like, 20,000 years.
But here's the thing.
They made DS1s all the time.
The reason why I love that game is the narrator, Patrick Stewart.
That was pretty sick, yeah.
Like, that was a smart casting.
You can't have Patrick Stewart in anything and have it not be awesome. He's Patrick Stewart.
I've already seen everything. But
actually, he's Sir Patrick.
He's seen it all.
Sir Patrick Stewart, yeah.
Sorry.
He's a fucking knight.
I'll say it to his face. I'll say sorry to his face in August.
He was in Snow in the
So.
Well, that's true. That's coming out.
Speaking of which, were we supposed to get press passes for that? Or try to get press passes?
They haven't been released yet.
I'm working on it.
They still haven't been released?
Not yet.
I'm following on that.
But the part that gets me with the Castlevania trailer they showed for E3, or pre-E3...
Yeah, because this was the Konami show. I don't even want to talk about Konami because they make me sick.
Well, here's the thing. You see Gabriel in the trailer. He looks all Dracula-ish, whatever. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And at the end of the trailer, you see him turn to his side. He looks behind him. You see a white-haired character of a sword. People are saying either you play as him or you're playing as a Dracula version of Gabriel killing other vampire hunters. That's what's been tossed around the internet.
That could be interesting, I guess.
The fact that I have to kill Alucard, I'm going to fucking flip my shit. Mm. He's one of my favorite characters.
All I know is...
I thought that the Lords of Shadow universe was like a separate universe to like the
main
series.
It is, but the fact that they're crossing us...
This podcast ended 20 minutes ago.
The only thing that...
You heard Nintendo learns to check the fuck
out. The only thing that Konami did right...
I'm done.
Zone of the Enders HD Collection.
Yeah, but I'm just hoping they don't fuck up. Like, at this point, I'm just hoping that they didn't lose the original source code.
I'd like to see...
Hey, guys, can we buy a Wii U and get Lorenzo to fucking review Super Mario 26?
No. He has to review Nintendo Land.
Oh, no.
All 12 levels...
No, I'm not going to do that to him.
He'll fucking kill you.
Nope.
Fine, I'll mark
some games are not
that
perfect.
That would actually make me happy.
Okay, we're going to end this podcast in a few moments, but there's one thing I want to bring up. There's one thing that's been a continuous thing for this E3, and that's every fucking system is throwing their hat in the hole, like, hey, we got this other device that we can use to control your systems with.
Yep.
Like, the Wii U, we can do that too.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm going to make one point here. I think all the other ones are going to fail. Mostly because Nintendo tried this before with the GBA connectivity to the GameCube and the GBA connectivity to the fucking Wii. No one buys into that. So the fact that... The only reason why the Wii U might work is because it's built into the fucking console. I don't even have faith in it now. But anyways, yes. That is the podcast. I'm pretty sure we all said Ubisoft was like the...
Yeah, Ubisoft and Sony are the two winners.
Yeah.
Microsoft beat Nintendo.
Well, that's not hard.
Well, yeah, that's not exactly exciting.
Well, at this point,
in my opinion, Microsoft and Nintendo are on equal footing. I don't really give a shit about either of their press conferences. Yeah. I mean, the only reason why I had any interest in Microsoft at all was because of
Microsoft. Here, there's a tie for epic fail for E3, EA and Nintendo.
No, EA was much worse, man.
Okay, fine.
They talk about sports.
Okay,
for like
so that's been that's
yeah.
your podcast.
Yeah, that
podcast,
is
episode 28.
That is that's your pod. That is your podcast for this week.
You guys are drunk as fuck.
You guys, we don't have any questions this week, but you can send us questions at podcast@thatsyourgarbage.com. You could send us questions via Twitter at thatsyourgarbage, or you could post them in the comments thread. So
yeah, and check us out at thatsyourgarbage.com.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
We fit you.
No.